What's poppin', everybody? It's a new week with the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsNitD.com studios.
Exciting. I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
Still sound a little ill.
Yeah, the coughing is still going. I feel
it's
okay.
Coronavirus.
I know. I may get a chest x-ray this week, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, they said I could get one. They would kind of like me to get one the last time I was there, and I didn't. It would have taken too long. So I said, if I don't feel better in a couple days, I'm going to come back.
Oh, wow.
Which would mean like walking pneumonia or something. Yeah. I mean, that would be the worst.
Or corona.
No, I don't have a fever. I never had a fever.
Kidding.
So, and if I have it, you have it. So
what?
What's your joke
about?
That's
right. No, I wash my hands, so I'm good.
Michigan lost to Maryland on Sunday.
Yeah, tough
82-71.
Game. Tough game. Can't defend.
You know, whenever I watch sports now or I think about sports, I'm kind of intrigued by the crowd at the game.
Yep. And would you go to a sporting event right now or a big concert or?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm 60 years old.
Okay.
So it just seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
If I was 20, are you kidding? Absolutely.
So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be. They don't like crowds, though, do they? Gen Zers?
I don't know. That's. I think most tickets are bought by people my age and your age.
Like boomers are killing the concert industries.
Because they're the only people that have money.
Wait, we go to the classic rock shows. Classic rock is holding up the concert business, isn't it?
Not anymore, not with coronavirus.
Because you're the only people that have money.
Oh, well, with coronavirus. Yeah, that's true.
And money.
Shut you guys out. No, I'm really seriously wondering, like, on what basis does it make any sense to have the Big Ten basketball tournament
for
March Madness?
They're going to be playing in front of empty arenas.
You think so?
I really do. I think there's too much pressure. There's too many things canceled right now.
Is the NBA playing in front of empty crowds?
Not yet. And did you see who came out and said, if they are, who's not going to play?
LeBron.
Does he not?
What does that mean?
Does he not understand? I don't think he understands.
You play games without the fans?
Yeah.
No, it's impossible. I ain't playing. If I show up to an arena and ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing. They can do what they want to do.
Is he trying to show that he's pro-fan?
I think so. I don't think he understands the reason they would not have fans there. I don't think
he thinks this is something against fans. He doesn't know it's a coronavirus?
I guess, yeah.
I ain't playing.
He probably doesn't understand that there's cameras, too, and it's broadcast on television where most of the fans watch the game.
I ain't playing.
Doesn't understand amplified video?
I guess not.
Yeah. I ain't playing.
He thinks he got famous from everyone watching him at the game.
Exactly. I think this is just maintenance. This is just routine LeBron maintenance where he doesn't want to play.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I'm really, I read Elon
the
Musk.
The virus.
Yeah.
On Friday, Elon Musk said,
Whatever it is, I'm going the other way. I don't like Musk anymore.
This whole thing is so stupid.
Yeah, that means it's something.
I liked that tweet.
I kind of liked it. I mean, I understood what he was saying.
I physically hit the button like.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
I don't know, because I feel the same way. I still think it's overblown. I still think that you have so many more people that are dying from other reasons and other sicknesses than this.
No, I agree. You could actually focus on another influenza and how it's growing or not growing or where it's growing and how much it's growing.
But we have what's it called? Shots for that flu that people can get. We have vaccines for that. We don't have a vaccine for.
No,
believe me, I'm not worried. I just told you I would.
Sound scared.
How many people have died from the flu this year?
A lot more.
Yeah, but that's because we can test it and we know what it is.
But they've still died.
Sure.
So you don't want to get it.
Okay.
Did you see the new update from hospitals?
By the way, I'm not trying to argue that the coronavirus is nothing.
Here's Mark.
I just think it's...
I'm scared!
No, but the hospitals have said that they expect 500,000 deaths from this.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No.
That's a lot of death. 500,000? How many do we have so far? 3,000, 30, 40?
Are you saying worldwide or in the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Oh, 500,000 in the U.S.?
Let me find the story.
And we're up to what, 20?
Yeah, because only
not even 20.
Only 1,800 people have been tested. This thing's spreading like a virus.
Okay, wait. Have you also read that a lot
you
of people
get tested, bro?
There is a belief that a lot of people have already had it and they're done with it.
Sure. Oh, I know.
In fact, that's why people are arguing about the death percentage, which was up to 3.5. And they're saying, wait a second. What, how do we know there aren't all these people who have had it, are done with it, and didn't die, which would bring the percentage back down?
Yeah, except that then they could probably pass it on to other people.
How many young, healthy people have died from this?
Very few.
Well, yeah. Very few. Kids don't really get it, which means it's spreading like wildfire amongst kids.
Spreading like a wildflower?
Fire, sorry.
The thing...
You gotta be flustered.
I think there's some reasonable response to this. Now, Italy has 16 million people who are more or less socially quarantined right now.
Forget about it!
That's quite a few. And I understand what they're doing is they are trying to lessen the cost of this, the amount of deaths, by trying to get over it. But it's hard to get when you've got all these people walking around and going here and going there and going everywhere and flying. And
so just shut everything down for a month and then we'll be fine.
I kind of thought, I already thought about that. It seems like it would be nice to be over, but we can't shut everything down because then people stop making money and supply chains die and the economy will take this giant dump. And so it's funny how it's like, it's almost like the insurance people where they said, well, you know, half a million deaths, it's worth half a million deaths because if we don't have half a million deaths, we do this, then the economy GDP will go down to this and so many people will lose their jobs, people lose their houses, and the cost is greater. You know, they will actually determine what is, if this many people are going to, it's like a car recall. You know, well, this many people die if we don't fix those brakes. Yeah, but we'll save, you know, so much more than the lawsuits for the people that die.
Yeah, risk analysis.
Yeah.
The latest GDP figure was, what, 0.2% off the top? That's not that much.
No. But if we shut the country down?
Well, do you want to take a short-term hit or a long-term pandemic?
Well, you know, it's not up to me.
So there's a presentation by some nerd from Nebraska, who I guess has a pandemic expert or whatever. I don't know why everybody gets shipped to Nebraska. I'm glad they do because there's hardly any people in Nebraska. He said that they're preparing for 96 million corona infections in the United States.
What?
With 480,000 Americans expected to die. 4.8 million to be hospitalized.
Well, who is this nerd? I mean, why is he, know more than the guy who is our main guy with the government?
What a dork.
Dr. James Lawler, a University of Nebraska medical center professor.
I've never even heard of this guy.
And this, these were leaked, too, by the way. So. Leaked. Who's the other nerd that leaked these?
Do we have anyone to call on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
That old bag. Didn't you have an old bag, Brandon?
The one that got arrested?
Yeah.
The 100-year-old jailbird?
What was he arrested for?
She was arrested.
Bucket list.
Bucket list.
Oh, God.
So I took a bunch of photos over.
Well, interest rates are down 0.5%, which means when we ask you, are you paying more than 4% of your mortgage, we had to lower to 0.5 point because it's down 0.5 point. Don't you hate lingering high interest rate credit card? You should if you don't. Maybe you can roll it into a mortgage and save yourself a lot of money with Hall Financial. DrewandMike.HallFG. Click the link on our website or call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, over 1,200 five-star reviews, and they do it quickly too, 19 days or less. 248-308-5000, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 146-7435.
Brandon, how old are you?
35 years old.
Check out this 36-year-old in Nebraska going to the new Nebraska Medical Center because of coronavirus. That's going to be you, Brandon. 36.
Oh, yeah, this guy. Oh, my God.
I think it's a girl. Which
it's like a bubble girl.
Soft.
Yeah, I did see that.
She's 36?
36. And clearly soft.
I mean, why is she a bubble girl?
Look, I'm not worried.
I've seen people carried out of places. They don't look like that.
I'm fat, I have enough medical problems, but I don't have the medical problems where coronavirus is going to kill me. I just worry about something spreading.
Just take the numbers as they are right now, Mark. More people have died from like getting hit by a vending machine than died from this.
Are you going to adjust it every day?
I guess. I'll go up as much as I can. I'm not going to turn out to
What's
be this
What's a vending machine
boy.
Death? Why don't we keep a vending machine
tally?
Toll.
I'm telling you, it's so overblown. You guys are going crazy. In about a month, it's
going
to be warm
going
out.
Crazy.
The flu is going to flu season's over.
Well, warm weather may help this.
Wait, the flu
it
comes
very
back.
Well could.
It comes back. You're using the damn 1918 Spanish flu bullcrap again. Like I said, the life expectancy. If you lived to 38, you were an old man back then, dude.
Yeah, and, but We also changed the way we do things from then to now.
Yeah, we panic about everything now. Put it on TV.
People used to spit and hawk things everywhere and blow their nose on people.
It was not a national pastime to spit in each other's mouth.
No, but they used to just walk down the street and kind of like they do in China now, where the coronavirus started.
Oh, man. Are baseball players not going to spit when the season starts in the empty stadiums?
There was a whole list of times. I think Jeff Slidell from the Free Press did a story in the 1990s measles basketball game where they played in front of an empty high school arena.
Oh, because everybody had measles?
And I forgot about, do you remember the Freddie Gray baseball game with the White Sox and the Orioles in Baltimore? Remember Freddie Gray had the rough ride in the back of the police van and died?
So there were
so many riots right near Camden Yards.
Oh, yeah.
They played in an empty park.
And that was one of the most exciting games to watch on TV.
Thank God it was on TV.
I know. I was kind of pumped.
Well, I'll say this much. I don't know why cruise ships are going out at this point. What the fuck? Isn't that a terrible idea? It's
really irresponsible.
And the crew.
I know Brandon sounds like he's ready to get on a cruise ship any day.
I don't like cruises as much as I like the all exclusive resorts. So I think my next one will be just to Mexico or something.
Would you get on a cruise ship?
We offer
right
Brandon
now?
A free cruise.
I'll go.
We'll do a GoFundMe to pay for it. I'll put up
$1,000. I'll be on another cruise. I just don't know when.
Right now.
Now. This week.
This week.
Carnival cruise ship.
You and Crystal, Kristen will leave Friday.
Game?
We'll buy it between now and then.
All expenses paid.
I'm down.
Really?
Absolutely.
Even I wouldn't do
Madeline
that.
Has to go, too.
Oh. Well, she's fine. She won't. Her body will adapt. Your parents have to go with you. How old are your parents?
I'll take Madeline. Hell yeah. If it's paid for.
Madeline will be fine. How old are your parents?
60.
They're going with you.
You guys are going to pay for this huge family trip for me?
It starts to sound tempting, isn't it?
Kind of is.
Really? But you could be stuck. You could end up in quarantine like the Grand Princess.
Get a couple weeks off work. It'll be sweet.
Oh, we're not giving
quarantine.
We're not giving you a balcony room. It's going to be inside on the low level.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are going to
no cheat. Windows.
Oh. Yeah, you'll be quarantined in a dark room,
and all four of you are sharing the room. And you can choose your parents or her parents. Either one's fine.
All right.
Well, let's think about
that. Just send all of them. All six of you guys can.
I want to think
one,
about that.
One inside room.
The Grand Princess, 3,500 passengers, and they said 21 people on the boat have it. 19 are crew members who they shared with the Diamond Princess?
Yeah, where the person died already.
Yeah, so they move people with coronavirus from one boat to another. Great.
Why haven't they said what country those people are from?
I don't know, but there's 3,500 people on there, and a lot of them are over 70. Like 1,000 of them are over 70.
Well, it's a cruise.
I know.
And the workers on cruises are usually, aren't they, from places in the Pacific, the Philippines.
It seems like they are actually.
Carnival cruise ship.
Well, there's another ship too. Another 4,000 passengers on the Canaveral Carnival Panorama cruise ship that is now docked in Long Beach.
And they won't let them off.
No,
right?
Fuck no. Just take them both and sink them.
Well, how many fucking cruise ships are out there right now?
Just sink them.
How many?
Just put them in the bottom of the ocean.
Isn't this stupid?
I mean, China.
If they're on a cruise now, they just got on.
Yeah, you're right. Why aren't they shut down?
So why is this our problem?
You know why? It's because people don't buy that stupid insurance, and you don't want to waste your money.
The cruise lines ought to give them the option of not going.
They should just refund them.
They should refund them like 2/3 of the money so that only the really cheap people go. And then we'll it's like Darwinism.
But here's
we'll
the
get
thing.
Cheapness
I'm
out of the population.
I'm with
cruise
you 100%.
Population.
I'm sure they continue to stock the cruise line. You know, they probably have some drop off, you know. And so, you got your buffets every day.
Stop it, though. Don't.
You're still eating good.
Send it to an old folks home that's shut down because of coronavirus.
They probably still operate the pool.
You know, it's weird. We have 19 dead in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's weird that that number seems so low to me. That's like a school shooting.
They've tested 1,800 people so far. That's
only 490,990-something before we reached that 500,000 before April.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we can test people.
You know
the guy, the congressman who was mocking it by going on the floor with the guy?
Yeah, a guy in his district died.
Oops.
So does he have to resign now?
Oops.
Well, Was he saying that no one will die, though? Do you have a sign? I'm saying, no one will die from this in my district.
What are the odds, though?
I know.
One of the two deaths in Florida would be his district.
Well, the odds actually in the long run aren't that bad.
Well, because Florida's all old.
How many districts are there? 435?
Sure.
Aren't there 435 house numbers?
537? Isn't that why? What's that website?
538?
Yeah, minus 100. So is it 438?
Oh, because of gerrymandering?
No. I just think, isn't that the number?
Oh, I don't know why I'm stuck on 435. Probably because I'm old.
No, you're probably right.
No, maybe it is 438. But nonetheless, I mean, are 438 people going to die? Probably. So chances are a guy in your district would die. Maybe. A thousand will die? I mean, isn't there a pretty good chance somebody...
435 voting members. 6 non-voting members. So they're from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Neat. We learned something.
Do you know coconuts kill 150 people annually? 150
so more people have died from coconuts in the last year than coronavirus?
Do we take precautions against coconut
deaths? I don't think we are taking precautions. Any precautions.
Do you know champagne corks kill 24 people a year?
How can I quarantine myself against a coconut death?
Champagne corks.
How many do they kill?
And those are deaths that spread, too. I mean,
choking kills 3,000 people a year.
Yeah.
That's so much more that the coronavirus has killed in America.
We certainly don't teach people about the Heimlich.
We should stop eating, though.
Well, this is interesting, though, with the basketball because, you know, the players aren't paid.
No, I know.
So there's really no reason that we need people to go to the games. And they don't get paid, so what do they care?
What are you talking about? I want to watch them.
Well, I know, but you watch it on TV.
Oh, I know. No, yeah. No one needs. What about their families that cheer them on?
Well, let the families go, and they can one family per section.
Social
distancing.
I was listening to someone, and they were talking about sporting events, and they're like, it's not just sick people coughing and sneezing. It's the really loud people where spittle comes out of their mouth. I'm like, ew, gross! Think that you're in that section of some asshole cheering so loud or yelling because they're angry about something. And next thing you know, there's spits in your mouth.
Yeah, or Denny eating peanuts. Denny, he'd be shooting those peanuts all over everybody in front of him.
Isn't it kind of funny that...
People are gross, man.
I've been watching, you know, I was watching TV this morning, and there's Bernie Sanders' rally. There's Joe Biden's rally.
Yeah.
There's all these people gathered for a stupid political rally. Now, that's Darwinism, too.
Thank you. Yes. Be done with it.
Are we going to stop having political rallies? Is that so important?
Well, CPAC had a person test positive for coronavirus where Trump and Pence spoke.
Not surprised at all.
You know, 355 people die from ladders every year in the U.S. alone.
And certainly there's no safety.
All right,
warnings.
Brandon, we'll send you to a political rally. How's that?
With a ladder and a coconut.
I don't understand why anyone goes to a political rally anyway.
Brandon, how do you drive a car? I mean, there's so many car accidents and deaths.
Do you know falling icicles kill 15 people in the U.S. each year? Icicles!
So icicles are 4 people behind coronavirus at the moment?
Yeah, we should totally ban winter.
I wish.
You panic every time it gets cold.
South by Southwest is canceled?
Yeah.
Do you know the real reason it was canceled?
When did that start, by the way, before I...
When did South by Southwest start?
Yeah, when
start?
Was it supposed to start?
March 13th through the 22nd.
I'm surprised they already... Well, I guess they got it.
Well, do you want to know the real reason they canceled?
Because of coronavirus.
You want to know the real reason they canceled?
No, what's the real reason?
Sponsors were pulling out because they didn't want to be associated
if
it spread there that, you know, South by Southwest, sponsored by Visa.
So that tells you that, somebody has to pay for it. If there's no one to pay for it, then there's no...
Yeah.
There's no event.
Twitter pulled out, Amazon, Apple, Netflix... We're all sponsors. They all pulled out. I think they not only are they sponsors, but they do presentations and that boring stuff.
Well, will the...
Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, CNN was supposed to be there.
Will...
They all withdrew.
CBS pull out of March Madness as far as...
Oh, like...
Because their banners are at all the venues. Do they want to be responsible for people dying of coronavirus?
What if
pulling out.
What if their sponsors did?
We'll see how it goes.
I have a correction to make, guys. I apologize. Only 2 deaths a year from vending machines. 2.
2 deaths a year? So it's 17 behind coronavirus at the moment. But who knows? What if a lot of people start tipping over vending machines?
I understand. But jellyfish, 40 people. 40 people from jellyfish.
Look at the TV right now. There's a big NASCAR race. Look at all those people
there.
No
one in the stands. Is this a social distancing event?
That's packed.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought I saw empty seats.
I know those were people in the seats from a distance.
Oh, NASCAR people aren't going to. They don't even know about coronavirus.
Oh, come on. It's just NASCAR people. They ain't pussies.
You know what they do know about, though, who I think I saw in here was, I think Pitbull performed.
What's that?
Pitbull performed, so he's not scared of the coronavirus.
What about Pitbull? NASCAR? You like NASCAR?
Oh, so Pitbull can perform for a crowd with coronavirus going around, but when Kobe Bryant dies, he has to cancel. Someone he doesn't. Does he know Kobe Bryant? I want to know if he knows him. How tight is Pitbull with Kobe Bryant?
I think we're missing something. Where's the Venn diagram of NASCAR fans and Pitbull fans, and how do they really cross over?
That's a great question. I don't see that.
I got to make sure it's Pitbull. I'm going backwards to see if it was.
Remember the fight Vinny Stubbs had over his girlfriend dancing to Pitbull?
Yeah.
How offended he was?
Because he didn't like the guys that dance.
What's our high maintenance intern Vinny Stubbs up to now?
I got
to
catch up with him. The last I checked up on, he seems like he's doing well. He's got himself a nice girl.
What?
I think he's settling down.
Where is he?
I think he's local still.
He is.
I don't even know.
Will you look him up online while I remind people that Jim Bentley is now slinging Superfly rides at Zot Ford and Holly? You've also heard that now through March the 16th, so there's really only 8 or 9 days left. When you buy or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle from Bentley, you're guaranteed a free dinner at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas with all of us. Even Trudy will be there. And if we can figure out what phone number to use, perhaps Zoos will make a guest appearance. Plus, it looks like Gabar is still employed because the team at Zot Ford is kicking off their spring Zero Cash Due event to help entice you to get a fresh new wheels and score a delicious dinner with all of us. For example, lease a new loaded 2020 Ford Fusion as low as $129 with zero cash due. I've been driving a Fusion since my car went in.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a nice car.
It's not bad.
It really is. I mean, I have no complaints. I don't know why I thought a Fusion was...
Well, because
I think it was a POS car, but I just thought it was very. I didn't think it was this nice. It's really a nice car.
You're used to big SUVs. When was the last time you drove a car? It was probably your Probe, wasn't it?
It's been a while. You're right. Yeah, because I was driving the Escalades forever.
You had a sedan for a while.
Yeah. Well, zero cash due. Lease a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $272. And you guessed it was zero cash due. Hurry, because March 16th is right around the corner. And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're back.
Dr. Yeldo wants you to be 2020 in 2020, whether it's LASIK, multifocal implants. Go in, get checked up by the number one eye surgeon in the state of Michigan, actually in the Midwest. His goal is to serve people the gift of great vision. And if you're not ready for it, he'll tell you that, too. That's happened with people. They go in and says, you know what, things are going to change in the next 4 or 5 years. Let's get you some shades or some subscription sunglasses or contacts or whatever it is that you have to, well, hopefully get rid of eventually, and decide for yourself when the time comes. Dr. Yaldo, you can go to YaldoEyeCenter.com or call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. And, you know, how much money does college and the NCAA make from the crowds at the games?
Oh, from the actual crowd?
Yeah.
I don't know. Most of it's the TV deal.
That's kind of what I thought. But they charge a shit ton for tickets, don't they?
Well, yeah. Plus, don't they take control of vending and everything? Don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some weird rule. I don't know if it's still in existence. Somebody we knew had a suite at the Palace, and they had tickets for every event except for any NCAA event because they get all the suites, they get all the tickets. Jeez,
what crap that is.
It's the power of the show.
I know. And also, they charge you for all the games at the venue, not just your team, but you have to buy tickets for every game, even the one that nobody gives a fuck, these, you know, 15 versus 2 or...
That's why it's always great when the team that loses their fans selling their tickets right after.
Right.
For, you know, say a regional final.
Because and losing their ass on them.
They don't want to go if their team lost, so they're just here. It's pretty smart of them, actually.
I have a feeling we're going to see fans at those games.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're college fans.
But
we're nuts.
Maybe we should. I don't know. I'm still, I don't know what to think because I probably read too much about this. So I go from really paranoid, then I read Elon Musk and I go, oh, he's a really fucking smart guy. I will say this. I thought, you know, there's so much. Every time I watch the news, it's like, it's about how this is a real story and this is how Trump has fucked it up. And Friday, I watched Pence's press conference.
Yeah.
I thought Pence did a good job. you know, when he was assigned this, it was I was reading and I'm like, I can't believe I'm really reading this, that Pence doesn't believe in science. Is he really the right person for this? I thought he did a really good job. In fact, I liked him better than Trump because...
You mean Trump at the CDC?
Trump anywhere. It seems like every time Trump appears, and I don't know how much of it is Trump trying to downplay it because of the economy versus Trump just fucking it up because he, I don't know why, versus the media also loving to pick on any little thing that they don't like with Trump because a lot of people don't like Trump.
I feel like he's in save the market mode right now because he's like, hey, look at the jobs report, even though the jobs report isn't, it's, you know, it lags.
It goes up.
Well, yeah, but it lags before the coronavirus thing. And then he's talking about, hey, it's good for the economy. People will stay in our country and they'll tour and travel in our country and we'll get people from other countries to come.
I didn't even hear him say that.
And I'm sitting there going, really? Would they? Because I would just stay home if it was that bad.
Chuck Todd was going on this morning about how he wasn't really talking about Pence, but he's just talking about the messaging, and this is the message.
Sleepy eyes, Chuck Todd.
And then the problem with Trump, who's mucking up the message.
Yeah.
But I thought the Pence press conference, and was that the last time he talked, Friday?
I think so.
First of all, I thought he was really solid. I mean, he's a good politician, isn't? Can't we agree on that?
Former radio host.
He did a good job, and he deferred to the medical guys who got up there and spoke and answered questions. And I didn't have any problem with it. I wish we could just Pence just handle this from now on.
Turns all in Pence 2024.
Maybe. No, I just thought he seemed in charge. He seemed okay.
Trump at the CDC seemed once again, and rightfully so. I'll back him on the CDC.
It's when he's wearing the red hat.
Yeah, seemed bored out of his fucking mind when the other two people were talking.
Well, I think he's pissed at the coronavirus, actually.
Yeah, because it's hurt the economy. It's hurt the market.
Fucking thing is screwing my economy up.
And then he was rambling about something, and he goes, and you're smiling. Why are you smiling? To the reporter. And he's like, where are you from? And she goes, CNN. And he goes, oh, I don't watch you guys, you fake news. And then he said, there's another thing. Oh, he talked about how he's got a certain knack for these kind of things. And then because his uncle...
A knack for coronavirus?
Well, science, because his uncle went to MIT, or I don't know. I don't even know what he was talking about. I don't even know if he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, does knowledge transfer in DNA?
Sure. Yeah.
Then why do people have to go to college if their uncle went to MIT?
It's all nature, no nurture.
That's pretty cool. Oh, bro.
It was a pretty wacky visit to the CDC, which... I gotta tell you, if I was him, I'd be bored to tears too, and I'd probably do what he did.
I don't think I'm gonna look back very fondly on these days. Costco too. All these people crazed in Costco,
including a madman himself. Did you see the picture of O.J. Simpson?
Yes, yes. And he had a tweet today. Was it about coronavirus? I think he was tweeting about coronavirus.
He put a picture out of him wearing a mask. Going.
Did his guy get executed?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I might be a little bit more on Juice's side after reading up on that after the show.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read up on it because I didn't like it. I felt like, just put the guy in prison for life. Why execute him? It just makes people mad.
Nathaniel Woods.
Yeah. Well, he was an accomplice.
I know, but why execute him? If he's in prison, then that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Who was it? Someone else came out today and said they're worried about, it was an actor, which, you know, immediately you can roll your eyes, but he's worried about the coronavirus when it hits prisons.
Are we really that worried about prisons?
Can we put that down on the list of places we're worried about when the coronavirus hits?
Not about Harvey Weinstein, though. He has his own floor.
I know.
What is that?
He does?
What? Yeah, it's his own fucking floor.
No one can just watch him take a dump?
No, they're watching him. I think they can watch him take a dump.
Oh, okay.
I don't think every other prisoner can, though. That's what I want, the other prisoners watching him take a dump.
He has 30 beds all to himself. Well, this is good. He can't, you know, assault anybody.
They should do tours so people can walk by and watch him take a dump.
You're right. That's a great point.
Penis. Oh, man. We waited 15 minutes, and he just didn't take a dump, so they moved us along. We missed it.
Can they feed him, like, I don't know, X-Lax?
Like when you're at the zoo.
Cabbage.
The tour crew is held up until Harvey thinks it's okay, and he sits down in the john.
Like I'm scurrying back.
And it turns into a running tour to get there.
Yeah. Oh, we caught him in first wipe. That's no good. So close. They're worried about him harming himself, boo.
I'm just so sick of this guy. He's in the hospital for, what, 2 years or something after the verdict? That's like bullshit. It.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mark will sneak a picture and he'll put it on Twitter and he'll tweet about it, and then Rikers will unfollow him and block him, just like the Detroit Zoo.
Hey, am I still blocked by the Detroit
Zoo?
Yes,
you're blocked by the Detroit Zoo for posting a picture of two giraffes getting it on.
I haven't checked in a while.
I can't believe they blocked you for that.
Yeah, I am still blocked from the Detroit Zoo.
Why?
Jerks.
I can't imagine the zoo. Who put it out?
What do you mean?
Who put out the picture?
Me.
Oh, you took the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the zoo!
It sounds like you're on the team
zoo.
Side.
What? I'm on team zoo now.
Why?
I think they should block you.
It was nature.
Why? Because two giraffes were mating in the beautiful...
I don't know.
Giraffe exhibit they have there.
What was your? What did you say in the tweet?
I don't remember. Okay. Do you remember, Brandon? I don't remember. Something about them getting it on and maybe hashtag are you more than 7 inches. I don't know. That's not me. That's Stern's fault.
Did anyone see the debacle at Art Van Furniture, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that was great.
Here, I got it real quick.
That was awesome.
What a clusterfuck.
Here's my picture.
Here's the picture.
Hold on.
He said, spring love is in the air at the Detroit Zoo, and he... Tag the Detroit Drake. Hashtag are you more than 7 inches? Hashtag were you fully erect? And here's the.
Look at that giraffe dong.
Yeah, it's a big giraffe dong.
Wow.
That's nature, man. What's wrong with that?
All right.
I don't know why they couldn't chuckle at that. They should have liked that.
They should have shared it, if anything, retweeted it. And you were tagged in it, so why weren't you blocked by the zoo?
I just retweeted.
Maybe I am.
You did.
On Drew's account.
You're going to get blocked?
Oh, nice going, Brandon. Bringing it back after all this time.
Look at Matt Jennings' response underneath Giraffe Fuck Park. Why isn't he blocked? I'm doing that scorched earth thing where I want anybody involved with the tweet to be blocked.
Were there many comments?
Yeah. This is a guy that was very upset that it was a little blurry.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I'm going to fill you up.
Just let me do the talking.
I'm going to fill you up.
Yeah.
They should all be blocked.
That's pretty funny.
Nice phone. Picture's blurry.
Wasn't my phone. Wasn't my picture.
But yes, regarding Art Van.
Do we have some video from Art Van of the madness? It sounded like just the biggest clusterfuck. Art Van's just going out of business, like, boom, out of business. And people are just, there's a zillion people trying to get in the parking lot. Like blocks of traffic.
You know what's funny about it is they constantly have sales. Why isn't it always that busy?
Well,
it's a liquidation.
Just opened up a new one.
They did?
They did? Right next to my house. Yeah, it's like
what?
Right in Rochester Hills. They opened up a brand spanking new one. We immediately went out there and bought this brand new huge couch and put the warranty on it.
Oh, that's good.
Already have a rip.
Oh, no.
Already called on it. And now we're trying to figure out what's going on with all that stuff. But we ended up going there on Saturday. And then we're like, hey, why is it closed so early? Well, the reason being is because Jim Fout said...
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, people were fighting.
Yeah.
Although a lot of people were saying they closed at 4 o'clock everywhere. Fouts did not shut down a private business.
Oh, nice going, Fouts, shutting down a private business.
Yeah, Fouts is pissed because Warren gets $2.2 million a year in taxes from Art Van.
Well, he should have bought more stuff from Art Van then.
You know, this
fuck
whole,
that shit.
You know what happened at Art Van? Equity company came in, liquidated... Everything.
Couldn't turn it
they
around
sold
fast,
the they sold the real estate, and I so people are now renting. This is my impression. Charlie and I were talking about this, and I think Charlie's pretty well studied on it. So I'll just take his information. You know, these private equity companies just basically they turn the company into a skeleton of what it once was. Either by selling all the property and then they have to pay rent and then it's hard to make money, and they just cut and. You know, like that property on Woodward, what's that worth? $10 million?
Yeah.
That's a big piece of property. They got 100 properties like that. They bought it for $550 million. So if one property sells for $10 million, what do 100 sell for?
Yeah.
And so...
Didn't Toys R Us succeed like that? Didn't they...
Did they succeed? Are they out of business now?
Are you saying Dave Brandon saved it?
No. After the private equity took it over from Dave Brandon,
oh.
I think they just slashed everything and they managed to bring it back after they said they were closing everything.
I got the impression that they made it harder for them to succeed, but I don't know. I just wanted to blame Dave Brandon for it. That was where I left it.
Well,
it's Dave Brandon's fault.
He led it to a private equity firm. Which he used to work for Bain Capital, too, didn't he?
That's Mitt Romney.
How would you think of
it? No, I know it is, but I think Brandon worked for Bain,
too. Private equity firms eventually just want to either get rid of it or... I mean, private equity firms, they don't want to run companies, do they?
No, but if
somebody
it's got...
please help me with this?
I thought if it had a good brand name, they want to just slash it and build it back to some respectability and then off it.
But I'm wondering...
They just opened 2 new Toys R Us stores last fall.
Ooh, 2 stores.
They've saved it. It's the first one since they went bankrupt in 2017. They're back, baby.
So I'm wondering what Art Van thought when he sold it for $550 million, if he thought, oh, I'm getting out just in time, or he thought, you know, oh, these people are going to, they're going to keep my employees employed for decades, or what exactly he thought, because he died probably in 2018. Probably he sold it in 2017.
Don't you think?
God, I don't know. I mean, a private equity firm? I'm think you'd sell it to a private equity firm if you wanted it to be around forever.
Well, maybe he didn't have a choice of buyers.
True. No, may well not.
Here's some of the videos, by the way.
And starting going out of business sales. Today at the Warren location, people waited for hours to get inside.
There's Brandon.
Police
fourth
had to
car
direct
in.
Traffic. Mayor Jim Fouts says things got out of control. Customers getting into confrontations. So the city shut down the store hours before
Why
it was scheduled to close.
Why are customers fighting each other?
How does the city can they really shut down the store?
I don't know.
I don't know. Here's one of the men on the streets.
If anyone thinks they're going to beat me inside that
Art Van
and keep me from getting my kids' Christmas presents, they can kiss my fat vagina because I'm bringing the motherfucking pain.
Fouts says the store will pay the bill for extra security provided by the city.
We got here. We can't even get into the parking lot because they closed at 2 o'clock today.
Parking lot's closed? Closed early, I guess.
See, when I see that story, I go, God, who are these people who are lined up for blocks to get in the parking lot of our van? And find out it's Brandon.
No, it's not. Because these individuals are trying to get the liquidation sale. They're trying to buy furniture. Now, I will admit that I'm looking for a new ottoman. However, I was actually specifically going there to figure out what's going on with the warranty.
That's even worse, Brandon.
But see, I would just go, okay, I guess I'm stuck with a shitty couch. Yep. Because I would not sit in a line for that long. How long were you in line?
Kristen actually did it. I didn't. I was in the car.
Where were you?
Just in the car.
Wait, you waited in the car?
Yeah, of course.
Well, why should Kristen have to go in there? Why didn't you go in and she can wait in the car?
Because she was interested.
Why did you go at all?
Yeah.
Running errands.
I think you got used. I'm not sure why both of you were needed.
Where was Maddie?
How many errands were on this list?
Back of the car. Just a couple stops.
Wait, you could have stayed home with Madeline and watched in... Well, she ran. I love how you guys do so much together. Julie and I don't do anything together. She ran errands all by herself on
Saturday. I think it's a waste of resources for both of them to go to Art Van.
We're family. Love each other.
I got to say, you're not...
Seems like you'd all go into Art Van then.
It would have been too much to take her out. I mean, you just... Whatever.
You're not going to be running all those errands together when Madeline's old enough to either express an opinion or when you're body training them, because then you'll just leave them at home because it's way easier.
It was closed. I mean, you didn't have to go in. That's my whole point. They closed early because all this chaos is going on at Art Van. Jim Fouts and the cops had to shut it down.
Well, meanwhile, Kristen's just going toe-to-toe with some other chick, fighting, hair-pulling, all that, and you're out in the car.
But it was closed.
Well, then why did she even go in?
She couldn't get in. It was closed.
Is this story morphing?
I'm so confused. Yeah.
Are you telling this? Are you making the story up as you go along?
Are you mazzawaying the story?
Yes, not mazzawaying the story. That way. The story goes, like I originally said, we tried to go to Art Van to see what's going on with this.
I thought you waited in the car for an hour. Wasn't that part of the original story? Can somebody rewind and tell me if I'm right about that?
No.
Did you say you waited in the car for a...
That's how I took it.
Why wouldn't you drive up to the store to drop her off and then tell her where you're parked so she doesn't have to walk all the way from the parking lot? And then she goes, oh, it's closed. So you leave.
Pal Sam.
Because she was always already at the store that was next door to it.
What was that store?
That's bullshit.
Like Ulta or something.
What? So you saw no one going into Art Van and thought, oh, well, this is great. Nobody's going in. Nobody's leaving.
No, a lot of people were going in. Everybody were.
How can it be closed if everybody's going in?
Everybody was walking up to it. I didn't see anybody walking away.
This story is very questionable.
The story sucks.
If I ever get 5 minutes with Kristen, I'm going to get to the bottom of this story.
Got it.
It is March, and whether, there's a crowd or not, you will be betting on March Madness. I'm in a, ridiculous bet with Riley.
Really?
Just a ridiculous bet.
Is it one of those where you bid and everything? Like last time?
Yeah, we're buying teams. And
what's the racially insensitive name for that bet? Is it Calcutta?
It was called a Calcutta at one time.
I don't know why that's racially insensitive. It just seems like it.
I've committed over $3,000.
Whoa!
And I'm a small part of the bet.
Wow!
Yeah.
I'm a racist.
But you don't have to pay till afterwards, which is kind of nice.
Oh, okay.
But
So you'll just be collecting then?
Well, not last year. That didn't work out.
Really?
Didn't work out so well.
That didn't work out.
No, I think I paid $1,200 or something last year. Whoa. I know. That kind of didn't feel so good. It was nice not to pay up front, but... it was not so fun. And we had Virginia. Wait, no, not Virginia. We had Virginia 2 years ago when they went out in the first round. So that sucked.
And you couldn't get them again.
When I find those games, though, where, you know.
That didn't work out well, didn't it?
It sure didn't.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Bullshit.
You know, we'll have like five teams to pull for.
Yeah,
so there will be games where I want to make a bet. And that's why my bookie is so great, because March has arrived. It's time to score big on the nonstop action with my bookie. You can bet on the Big Ten tournament, too.
Yep.
Crowd or no crowd.
In game.
While
it's going on. You can't do that if you're at the arena.
Don't forget the promo code Drew. Visit mybookie.ag. Use promo code Drew for a 50% deposit bonus. You know how that works. You put in 1,000, they put in 500. There are some rules. You make sure to read up on those. But use promo code Drew either way. Maybe you just want to put in a couple hundred and make a few bets and be done. Take your winnings and go home, or lose your ass and go home.
Double it and go home.
Yeah, double your paycheck and go home. Mybookie.ag, promo code Drew, March Madness, and the conference tournament's coming up. So,
all right, real quick, look at this map. Look, I live right here on the corner, right across the street. There is Art Van right here. This is Marshall's.
Yeah.
I parked here. She went to Marshall's and to Art Van. That completes the story.
Seems like there'd be no traffic in the parking lot.
No, there was a ton of traffic. There was a ton of people.
Why?
There.
To go to Marshall's?
Really, for money.
Yeah, so everybody's pouring into Marshall's. Nobody's going into Art Van.
No, a ton of people were trying to get into Art Van. That was the thing.
Yeah, but they'd be rejected at the door and they'd turn around.
I didn't know that. I couldn't see that. There were so many people.
I'm still confused.
You're right next door. It seems like there's some lack of observation here. That's what I see.
I'm confused as to why you had to go at all.
Oh, because it was a quick trip. I told you. This is a 5-minute trip from my house.
So you had to pack the baby up?
Yeah.
Put her in the car seat?
Let's move on. But yeah, I just wanted to explain. Like, you guys got me confused where I thought I was even going insane for a minute there.
I mean, we have coronavirus.
No, the whole parking lot was packed.
I think we need a forensic accountant to review this conversation.
Someone pull his black box from his car.
You can call Kristen.
I don't want to put her on the spot.
I mean, there's not much to say. I went to Marshall's, then I went to Art Van, but they were closed early.
Why'd you have to have... well, whatever.
All right, I've got some incredible breaking news. I just found out about it. Maybe you guys already heard. Sure, but... okay, the R. Kelly victim, Azriel Clary.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember her, she's one of the last two that were constantly like, yeah, see, we still live in Trump Tower. We still love R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And we still hate our parents because they wanted us to extort him by getting sex videos when I was 9.
Is she the one that set up the fake Patreon to get money?
Yes.
To tell her story? Okay.
Yeah.
Which now I'm starting to think it's real, but she just pulled it because nobody wanted to buy it.
Nobody, yeah. If we know enough, what more do we want to hear? Well, she just disclosed that R. Kelly.
She found what we wanted to hear,
exactly.
I
would have paid for this. R. Kelly, she says now that she's telling us how horrible it was, even though we knew this already, that R. Kelly was forcing her to eat her own feces.
Oh.
That she says that he recorded her crapping in a cup and then eating it.
Yeah, here's the audio. This must be R. Kelly's voice. I don't know, maybe you can match it up.
I don't want it, but I want to see someone eat it.
She has a documentary coming.
Great.
And maybe we'll see the video.
Do we need more documentary?
No, we don't. I don't think we do.
No, we don't need another documentary.
Yeah, you're a little late, Azriel. If you wanted to cash in.
Now,
by the way, where's her great music career? Because that's why she went with him. Where's her music? Is she in the top 40? Top 100?
Well, not yet. She's just getting her feet underneath her now that she's free.
Okay.
My favorite part about this story is that they found that video on one of the 100 iPads, remember?
Yeah, they took them all. They have all of them, supposedly.
It always just made me laugh, though, that R. Kelly would fill up an iPad and buy a new one, like an actual notebook.
Well, you can't erase all those great memories.
Yeah, but I didn't pay for no cloud, which is kind of smart. Not to keep it in the cloud.
No, you could have bought an external hard drive.
That's too much for him to handle.
I know this story, honest to God, I assume he's never getting out.
No, God, no.
Although, I don't know. You know, that Weinstein trial was kind of freaky. I really wasn't so sure which way that was going to go.
Except, aren't these are federal charges?
Yeah.
A little different.
But I want
a lot more of them.
Wouldn't you think this guy would kill himself?
Hopefully.
I mean, seriously. Was he going to get off on being, like, the best singer in the prison? Is that going to be enough for him?
No, it's going to be such a shock to his system.
I don't think we should start advocating for every single prisoner that has a long sentence to off themselves.
Why not? Free up some space.
I don't know. I would think about offing myself if I were in prison for life.
Although, think about this.
But isn't that part of the punishment is having to be there? I know it's expensive. I know it sucks. But,
you know, I watch a lot of true crime, and honestly, it just blows my mind when I see these cases where somebody who's, you know, 25, 30, 35, 40, I mean, whatever, relatively young, and they get a life sentence. And I just can't imagine just, oh, man, another big week of three meals a day and 1 hour a day outside. Oh, this is going to be so cool. And this guy whose son was, this is such a weird story. The kid was like a born sociopath. When he was 16, he killed his best friend and his parents.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually admitted it to his father.
Yeah.
And his father had always thought this kid was really weird. He just didn't act normally at all. He just had no... I don't know how to describe it. It's really sad.
Maybe some people it's better that they have that structure where they don't have to worry about real life, where they just have to live and be just a lump on a cell floor.
I think the sociopaths, the real super sociopathic people, it's another world to manipulate.
Yeah.
Well, and I've read about that numerous times. However, if you are just super jealous of your spouse or something and you break up and you kill their new boyfriend or something like that, or you kill her because no one else can have her because you're just really fucked up on this one thing, and then you're in prison for a while. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think that those people think they can get away with it.
Yeah, they do, but when they don't, and they got to spend 30 years in prison or 50 years in prison. This guy, the father said that, you know, the 16-year-old, he went to prison, and, of course, they put him on all these meds, and, you know, and all of a sudden it's like...
For free.
Yeah. And then, he became sort of the relationship improved, and he took his other son in, and they'd visit him. And he said, gradually, after about 10 years, he said he realized that his life was over at 16. There was nothing new to talk about. There was just nothing. It was just, it was horrible. He hated going.
I wish we had a two-tiered prison system that, people that, we're not even going to worry about rehabbing these people, like pedophiles and certain murderers, and just put them in Guantanamo and let them stay there.
Well, that's why we got great advocates like Kim Kardashian who are becoming...
Well, joke as it may, there are some people that shouldn't be in prison as long as they are. I mean, prison reform...
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's never the people, though, that I think...
Like drugs. I mean, it's a lot of times it's drugs.
Yeah. These sexual crimes are so, I just feel like, no, you're miswired. You think you can just tie a woman down and rape her, or you can rape your...
That person's going to do it again. R. Kelly, now this is interesting because he...
Anyway, I just want to put the happy ending of that story is the 16-year-old.
Killed himself?
He killed himself.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Don't worry
just when
it.
The father was feeling like, oh, fuck, I can't stand to go see him. There's nothing new to talk about. And then he offed himself. And everybody was happily ever after.
And it contributed to the economy because we got a great TV show out of it with sponsors that entertained
you. On ID and savings. The cost savings of keeping him in prison.
I don't know. I thought that story was kind of sad.
You wish he was alive so you don't visit him.
Brandon, are you worried about you're not worried about coronavirus, though. The spread of coronavirus.
Absolutely not. But still, I don't know. It's
R. Kelly, though. This is because he never thought he would get caught, right? So it could be that shock of the system where I'm not R. Kelly anymore. But at the same time, would you be surprised if he got in there and everyone's like, I love your music. You're a celebrity, and your crime is one of those where you manipulated women. So we're all behind you all the way.
Stranger things have happened. No, you're
I wouldn't be surprised if he thrives in there.
Well, he's a big dude, too, right?
He is.
He can probably handle himself well. He's like 6'3", right?
Yeah.
And he is...
That helps.
I assume he's a sociopath. I think by now he's a sociopath if he wasn't.
Although he's got to cut this song from his set because it's not going to make any sense anymore.
Oh. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
Somehow...
Little do we know the shots were for E. coli. E. coli.
Isn't it weird that this actually happened? For some reason, it seems like it's a parody song.
Girl, it's really him. Come
back with Rob and America. Eat your poop.
That's America.
America. Eat your poop. He only lived to control pussy. That's what he lived. That's it.
Hey, that's why
concerts
we all live.
Control pussy.
Isn't that why we all live?
Well, I think most of us just lose at a certain age.
What he wanted
Except
to do with it
fate.
Is what he wanted to do with it was vastly different than most people.
Oh, hey, it's a new year. It's a new decade. It's a new time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNindy.com. Start Something New event. During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about Jeeps, how about the 2020 Jeep Compass Limited All-Wheel Drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease, turn-in headquarters, any make, model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining. No problem at Zot. They'll get you a new ride for the new year. And always remember to check out deals in the D.com. See what kind of deals are going down. And then, recreational pot in Michigan.
That's right.
I almost forgot. Today, right? Isn't today the first day?
Well,
Sunday.
No.
Sunday was the first day. Saturday?
Today was the first one in Oakland County, which is significant because, you know, everything...
Oh, that's right. We already had Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor. Yeah. And, you know, we've had the medical dispensaries all up and down 8 Mile and all over throughout the state, I guess. But today was the first time in Oakland County in Hazel Park.
And you drove by?
I did drive by it today, and the line was long. To say the least, there's a lot.
How long are we talking?
Well, I couldn't. It's one of those lines where it goes back and forth, like in a line when you're at Cedar Point or when you're in a line for a carnival ride or something. So you can't really put a number to the mass. But there was a huge group. It just went bing, 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 back and forth, back and forth. They had.
It seems like it'd be a fun line to be in, though. Those are some cool people in that line.
Yeah, and they had tents there where people were getting food and stuff like that. So it was a big occasion. Obviously, though, the opening day is probably going to be pretty packed, but there's going to be a demand pretty soon because more and more of these shops, I think, are going to open up. It's a pain to open them up because there's a lot of legal issues. There's a lot of stuff you got to go through with the state. But pretty soon, I think there's going to be a pretty big demand for marijuana.
Oh, yeah. And probably not enough pot.
Right. These stores are going to be looking to stock their shelves because, you know, at first you see a lot of stores and then eventually some of them will close and then certain ones will probably last.
But, well,
didn't they just change who can grow weed too and they get rid of a lot of the caregivers?
Well, that's the tough thing is figuring out caregivers, who can sell it to who.
There's never enough pot.
I'm wondering if like somehow cartels are just going to find a way to be providing all these dispensaries with marijuana.
They should.
Are they determined to keep the black market alive? Because it almost seems like it, doesn't it? I mean, that was the big bonus is, no black market pot. No people, scumbags, and they're not all scumbags either.
There's always going to be a black market for underage
kids. It'll be cheaper. Well, it'll be cheaper, too.
Also, the taxes can be so high in some cases that black market pot is cheaper, which is
way
unbelievable.
Cheaper.
But let's, come on, look at yourself, though. Would you rather go to a store and buy whatever you want, or would you rather have to find a dealer in the black market?
Oh, I know.
Right.
Well, when I smoked a lot of pot, it was funny when suddenly it's like, oh, my God, everybody's dry. And you know there's this one asshole sitting on a ton of pot, and then when you find him, it's like,
$400 for 3 grams.
What?
Hide the dope. And you're like, I'll pay it in a second.
That's a smart businessman.
Give me 6. Can I get a discount on 6? No.
That guy's running. It's Elon. We're running Tesla now.
I got to remind you about GrowGreen too, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the growers, with deals like ProMix bales for $22, bags of Dairy Dew for $10, advanced nutrient starter kits with everything you need to start growing for only $149. Grow Green's the only store in the state.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
The only store with BioBest beneficial insects in stock and an in-house IPM expert to help you prevent or fight any type of infestation or plant health growth. Pass state testing, save money, and end up with higher quality end product with a custom IPM program from Grow Green on M36 and Whitmore Lake at growgreenmi.com.
So you can skip those long, staggering lines, and you can get cheaper, cheaper green that you grow yourself.
Yep, that's well. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about those lines though, and I don't know why it reminded me of standing in line for concert tickets. Isn't that bizarre? I'm sure there's probably 35-year-olds or 30-year-olds going, "Stand in line for concerts? What are you talking about?"
Yeah,
it used to be crazy back when I was a young boy.
Me too.
And when it was you stood in line for concerts.
Yeah, of course. I think it really changed when by the time I got to when the internet, because then there was the phones and.
Yeah, before that, in the day, I remember I had my secret place at Northland Mall.
Oh, really?
Where you just did not find lines for rock and roll concerts.
I wonder why.
And you
that demo
there, different demo. There'd be a Stone show going on sale at 10 o'clock, and it's like, wow, there's nobody in line. Oh. It's crazy. And I always thought, why don't more people realize this? It seems so obvious. But yeah, and people, and I remember being in line once as a teenager for, was it Led Zeppelin? Because I was probably 15 or 16, because I had a friend of mine had to drive, because I was the last to get my license in my entire class, because my birthday is October 31st. And we're in line at Chicago Stadium.
Oh, really?
Which is like, why did we have to drive downtown? I can't remember. Why did we go to downtown? Oh, I think the outlets where we lived were just ridiculous lines.
Oh.
And the Chicago Stadium line wasn't that long, but it was fun. People were partying.
Oh, there was the experience to it. Yeah. I remember the Michigan Union always had no line. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah, I thought that was odd, too. But there's never a line there.
You know, it's funny.
The Union.
I remember in Blacksburg, it was a fairly big story, actually. What was the Blacksburg paper? The Blacksburg Sun and the Collegiate Times and the Roanoke Times had big stories about the Deadheads have invaded. Because Grateful Dead tickets went on sale for our basketball arena. And the show was a couple months away, but people were so desperate for tickets, people were camping out in tents for like 4 or 5 days.
That's fun.
I know. They were having a ball. And
just like Star Wars nerds for movie.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a movie, though, and it airs multiple times.
But people would...
one concert.
The funny thing was that, you know...
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Some people... Well, with the Dead, that could be a problem. Some people... What a concept.
They had to cancel so many shows.
Wouldn't it be funny if you could get the percentage of rock stars that came out on stage hard? Who?
This is for all the dudes on the stage. All y'all gay.
Grateful Dead, 0.06% of the time.
Who would be the Motley hardest? Crue, 100% of the time. Except for Vince. And Mick.
Ricky Martin would be way up there. I saw
R. Kelly, I mean, they rub his dick half the time.
Anyway, there was a debate because some people, and there were a lot of letters to the paper, too, about, this disgusting, drug-laden group of people, unwashed hippies. And other people were like, hey, man, these are the nicest people. They haven't caused any trouble. There's been no arrests at all. Mm-hmm.
Don't judge a book by its cover, man.
Yeah.
That's like
not
I was,
cool.
I was telling you about the, and I you saw it too, the ZZ Top documentary on Netflix.
Oh, that was great. I loved it.
It's really funny. They were really just a bunch of Texas hippies.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool because I told you, my introduction to them was the MTV version of ZZ Top, which I never really, I mean, sure, Sharp Dressed Man or Legs, they're fun videos, but they never, the songs were just okay. And then when I started...
They were pop songs,
And when I got older, though, you learn about, LaGrange and Tush and, I don't know, the earlier stuff, the earlier bluesy stuff.
What was it, the Tube Snake Boogie?
That was a really good documentary, man.
It was good. I'm trying to think of that one song I love by ZZ Top, and it's an earlier
Cheap
song.
Cheap Sunglasses?
No.
I Thank You?
Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Wait,
Give me all your limits and all.
It might be a two-part song, like two different titles. Hold on.
The documentary is cool, though, watching them play the old blues stuff.
Absolutely. Oh, Jesus Just Left Chicago.
I don't know that one.
It's on the greatest hits. Best of ZZ Top. Can you put up Jesus Just Left Chicago? You'll recognize it, I bet. Yeah, LaGrange.
That's such a cool song.
It is.
They told a story, too, where when they were recording it, and they're recording at the same time Zeppelin, I think.
Oh, recording at Arden in Memphis.
Yeah.
That's where Big Star recorded.
And Billy Gibbons just couldn't get the voice down for LaGrange, so he ran around the block with his shirt off like four times.
That was funny.
He came back in out of breath.
You guys know this song?
I don't.
I don't think I do.
Because probably Riff never, ever, ever, ever played it because they were too busy playing Legs.
I might have heard them play. I saw them in concert, and I saw them at DTE, and they were about an hour into their set.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
And they started playing LaGrange, and there was two dudes in like these skeleton suits that I had no idea were even dude. They were sitting on the stage the entire show, not motionless. And then after an hour, they got up and started dancing. That was kind of cool. Those guys' jobs were to lay on stage for an hour and then dance for one song.
I know. Yeah. That was when they were making big, big, big money. Because I saw them opening for John Fogerty.
Oh, wow.
A couple summers ago. And Billy came out and played with them, too. He played with Fogerty for a couple songs, which was great. But I'm looking at the top 10 in Ultimate Classic Rock. You know, if you search on
it's
top 10
like
ZZ Top songs.
And man, and it's going to be the MTV stuff, right?
Number four is Waiting for the Bus, Jesus Just Left Chicago. Yeah. See, it was two songs. Give Me All Your Love and three, what? Tush 2 and LaGrange.
Yeah.
LaGrange! One. They were a blues band. And then suddenly MTV comes along and they make these stupid videos.
And they had their long beards.
I was embarrassed. That part of the doc bummed me out completely.
Yeah, this part of the documentary right here, let's see. This part where they describe what they decided to do with that look of having long beards.
He had each little hair transplanted into his face with a laser, lasered in.
And then they ran with that, and that's you always saw the two long beards.
I didn't realize that they had taken so much time off after this massively long tour.
The Texas tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. They you know what was interesting in that doc was they talk about how in Texas you learn Texas history before you use... Is that true today? Before U.S. history,
probably.
You learn Texas history?
Probably. I'm trying to find the one part that's so hard to fast forward.
That was kind of cool.
You know, that thing, too, about that MTV era, they made so much money there because in the beginning of the documentary, watching them giving their interviews at their homes, I'm like, they still have a shitload of money.
Oh, yeah.
Just
they did great.
A ton of money. Well, a lot of that's got to be because of the MTV
age. Absolutely. No, that's when they made their huge money.
And Frank Beard spent a lot of it, too, on some stuff.
I know, it's funny.
That's the part I'm trying to find. You're,
you know, you love hearing these stories, too. They're touring Texas in, what, 75 or 74 or 76?
Try this part. This might be.
Accomplish that.
Is it drummer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a madman.
These three guys are all alive, too. That's amazing.
The first time I ever did any drug at all is I injected LSD.
What?
I know.
And, that's the first time?
It, you know, I mean, it was... You know,
loves it.
Looking for God and that whole thing, you know. I mean, I really became a seeker of truth and all of that. And then, you know, the pills thing, you know, came about just from the workload.
Yeah,
And the heroin
Speed.
Thing came about because I just liked it. I mean, if you've never done heroin, you know, it's great.
You pause for a second.
I mean, it is fucking, it's a vacation.
You know, speed was so huge back in the day. And a lot of people, you know, even back in the Kerouac days of the Beats, those guys took, was it Dexedrine? No, not Dexedrine. It was speed and I remember not knowing
what
it was.
You don't know about drugs when you do?
When I read On the Road, I was like, what is he talking about? And then when he said, I wrote the entire book in a scroll in three straight weeks without sleeping, I was like, oh, it must be speed.
Well, who else? Judy Garland.
Yeah, Judy Garland took speed.
She took downers and then speed.
That's speed. The Elvis method is go up, go down.
Yeah.
But do both of them fast. And nowadays, art is, what is speed now? Is that Is that Adderall and what are people
I don't know.
That want to speed up? What do they take nowadays?
Is it great? Can someone email us?
Yeah. I'm just
curious. Someone just send something.
There's no way that the world just said, we don't like speed anymore.
I mean, is it meth?
Was it replaced?
Oh, meth. Maybe. Yeah, it could be meth. Yeah, sure. Cheaper. Sure. That makes sense.
Was speed replaced by cocaine in the 80s? Cocaine just flood the market and get rid of speed?
That makes sense, but speed made a lot more sense because cocaine, just doing it nonstop.
Yeah. Dusty Hill said that the first time he tried out with Billy Gibbons, he was on speed and they played for 8 hours. Just him and Billy Gibbons.
I know. The drug stories are really funny. I mean, when people survive them somehow.
Which he did. Dusty Hill did.
And I liked it.
Loved
it. I liked it a lot. Clapton only snorted heroin, you know, which is like so fucking not cost efficient. I mean, you know, you have to do like five times as much to get the same buzz. It's just, but he was making more money.
He's Clapton.
But it's not cost efficient.
He didn't like needles.
All the money I pissed off is you know, that's a regret.
And look at that house he still has.
I sold my original Ludwig kit.
He means when he didn't have any money.
Yeah.
Relationships I fucked up. Debbie and I, that was the reason that we broke up. In the back of my mind, I knew that I needed to kick heroin. I needed to stop doing cocaine. I had done it all, and I couldn't go any further. So
look,
I called
look how great
and
he's
told
doing
him,
now.
I said, look, I'm going in to a 30-day program. And Bill Hamm said, all right, take as long as you need. So I went to a 12-step program. You know, I just wanted to get sober. I wanted to be like people I admired that could sit home and watch TV and go to bed. And that was, you know, okay.
Frank goes all out at what he does, and that includes the bad things. He was sick.
That's
if you're a
end.
Very good friend, you'd love
so they
guy.
Took they took a lot of time off.
2 years.
Yeah, and that's when they came back with the beards. And Frank Beard had a beard, but it wasn't as good as the other two, so he shaved.
It's amazing what shtick does.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, you mentioned Motley Crue. Their legendary excesses, it's not that they're not a good band. They
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how they become larger than life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these guys did too. Well, and they're good guys. I like ZZ Top.
Their
like
engineers said that they really became cartoon characters. And mm-hmm. they were fine with that. Oh, that's right. And then during that time off, Billy Gibbons goes to Europe, hangs out with punk rockers in London, and then goes to India to hang out with, you know, the Maharishi types.
That was really
so bizarre.
It's interesting.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, then the thing about these rock stars and, you know, people in entertainment, they have a lot of downtime when they can read and do things like that, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, house.
Got to have something to write about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a good doc. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it
flew by too. It's only like an
I could almost watch it again.
Yeah, it's ZZ Top, one of the little band from Texas.
Yep.
That was their nickname.
A three-piece, man. You know, there really weren't many three-pieces in, but they knew Hendrix, and they knew what a three-piece could sound like.
And they loved Cream.
They were in Back to the Future 3.
They were?
Yeah.
ZZ Top was in Back to the Future 3?
Yeah, they played the band, you know, the band.
I don't remember that at all.
It's a really
course,
quick cameo.
I don't remember Back to the Future 3 at all. I don't
That's
think
the Western one. That's the one that sucks.
I'm not sure I went past 1.
2 is the best.
Is 2 really the best?
That's when they go in the future with,
yeah,
the,
the best.
With the gambling book.
Here you go.
Is this just because they had the beard?
Yeah.
Probably. See what shtick does?
I made him a lot of money.
What year is this?
Oh.
1990, it says. I forgot they played the Super Bowl.
I completely forgot that. In 97? Can we bring that up? Who do they play with?
Let me look.
God, I don't remember. I feel like, how could I not remember them playing the Super Bowl halftime? I guess it wasn't very memorable.
Was it with Timberlake?
17?
It's 97, I think.
Wait.
While you're looking, hold on. I'm going to mention Northwestern Tech, the heating and cooling school in Southfield. HVAC is all they teach. The program is 10 and a half months. 50% of the training is hands-on. Over 90% of the grads get jobs in the field. 4 days, 4 hours, you can work while you go there. A lot of people end up working in the field while they go there. And people who do graduate and get those jobs, within a year, many of them are making $40,000 to $50,000, most. And after 5 years, a lot of people start their own businesses. And this is why a lot of people go, because they want to be small business people, but they need a skilled trade. NorthwesternTech.edu. That's NorthwesternTech.edu. And classes start on the 18th of March, so that is coming up. And Luke Nowacki would love to help you. And this is a good time to get help from Luke. I mean, things are crazy out there. The market up 1,000, down 600, down 800. I mean, we're, I think, down 3,500 points or something. But this is when people like Luke make money. Call Luke Nowacki's team. The idea is to have an idea what you're going to do down the road. How are you going to retire? What's your future look like? What is your plan? You should have a plan, especially if you have kids and you're looking to pay for college, or you got a 401k and you want to know, am I invested properly? Am I going to lose my ass? Am I too heavy with risk at too old an age, or not risky enough at a young age? Call Luke, 248-663-4748. That's 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Yeah.
1997, Super Bowl halftime show. The theme was Blues Brothers Bash.
Oh.
That's the Aykroyd, Goodman, and Jim Belushi, or James Belushi, Blues Brothers, with ZZ Top, and James Brown!
Oh, that's right.
So it started with Everybody Needs Somebody, into Soul Man, into I Got You, I Feel Good, Sex Machine, and then ZZ Top came out, Tush, Legs, and then they all did Give Me Some Lovin'.
And I can't find very good video of it.
Really? Well, they scrubbed the internet.
They couldn't have.
Apparently it was one of the worst.
Gotta be up there, right?
One of the worst ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, James Brown get in the middle of that?
He needed a paycheck.
They don't pay him.
Well, maybe that time they did. You mean Oscar Mayer, the sponsor, didn't pay him?
There's nothing wrong.
You know, weren't they talking about making the halftime performer pay them?
Yes.
What is the NFL? Don't they make enough fucking money?
No.
God, ridiculous.
Oh, there's James Brown. They cut it off right before the ZZ Top.
Yeah, you'd figure there'd be good video of this somewhere online.
Man, that's bizarre, isn't it?
I'm sure it exists. I'm just struggling.
Did you see Aaron Carter?
No.
Aaron Carter's in the news because he got his girlfriend's name tattooed above his eyebrow.
Great choice.
Pretty big, too.
Yeah, so she never forgets her name.
Exactly.
It's like when we played football in the first couple of weeks, you had to put your name on your helmet. So the coach knew who you were.
He was out shopping for engagement rings.
Oh, great.
Which is
two wonderful choices.
You want to be with the person whose name is on your forehead.
Please tell me she had a very unique name and there's not many of them.
I couldn't remember. You know, it's in Daily Mail. It's like the second story down on the right in Daily Mail. That's where I saw it. Anyway, the funny thing was they said he was looking at engagement rings around $75,000, $80,000. Is that 3 months' pay for Aaron Carter?
Right.
It says Melanie above his right eyebrow.
Is it spelled weird?
And it looks like he got some crescent moons on his face, too.
Yep, he did.
Huh.
And that thing on his right side, that goes all the way up to his sideburn now.
Cool.
Doesn't it?
Well, that's neat.
I thought that was bigger.
She's hot. Trying on rings.
It's the other side of his face.
What baloney? He Instagrams the price of the ring.
See, there it is. No, I know. This guy is so messed up. First of all, this whole privacy thing he's doing now, where apparently he's doing some porn for fans. Yeah. I read, by the way, they had 920 people bought that.
And at how much?
$26 a month.
Oh.
That's like 20 grand a month.
Not too bad. It's pretty damn good
but
for him.
That's, what else can he sell? I mean, if that's
his dick,
if his dick is the last thing and it's 20 grand a month, how many of those people are going to continue to buy it every month?
Well, he's going to have to do progressively more taboo things, I suppose.
I guess that's, I don't know. Hey, sorry. We have to crank out more content.
Who pays porn? It's just weird.
Oh, I want to see Aaren have sex.
Ugh. Is it ridiculous? Did anybody capture it and put it on Pornhub yet, Brandon?
I would assume so.
Let me do some research. Let's see.
I mean, he's one of those people that, I mean, one of the really sad stories, someone who actually had a presence and a following, and he's only 32, but he really doesn't have a following anymore.
He thinks his following was bigger than it ever was.
Oh, absolutely. He was 13.
That's his fault.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Well, he's in a fantasy world because his brother was in this giant band they still have a following, right?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, didn't they have a residency in Vegas?
They've done huge tours recently. But he's a joke. He's cuckoo. I mean, he's out of his mind.
At least he's got some sweet tattoos. I mean, he's 80 grand to waste on a ring.
He's friends with Righteous Rick.
Still no update on that.
Rick.
I don't know.
It seems we're about. Aren't we about due for Righteous Rick to have an update?
Yes, but I don't.
Smart guy, that Rick.
I don't want him to get in trouble.
I don't think he can talk about the most interesting aspect of that story yet because there's some legality involved in it.
Righteous Rick versus Rectal Randy.
Don't you picture that ring, by the way, that $80,000 ring that if he bought it, that it's going to end up in a news story because she threw it in the ocean or something dumb?
Or it's going to be cubic zirconium.
I just think it's going to end bad. Or he's going to demand that ring back when they break up.
This guy.
It's going to happen.
You know, this is someone who, you know, can still get attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me attention is only bad for him.
Well, it's always for something gimmicky.
For the wrong reason.
Yeah. But then again, he can't. It's not like he can put out an album that anybody wants to listen to.
Well, he better do something. Those stakes he's getting.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about that.
Drives 2 hours to get steaks. Makes special no steaks.
What a lie.
Yeah, right.
What a total lie.
Sounds delicious, though.
Did you guys see Daniel Craig on SNL?
Yeah. Yeah. He was all right. The rest of the show sucked.
I like Daniel Craig generally. I mean, he was wearing some really stupid wigs, which tells me they didn't have a lot going on, although he looked funny in the wigs.
I thought the little James Bond sketch they did was really funny. Where he's at a casino and gets enraptured by the craps game.
Yeah, it was kind of
doing really well.
Yeah.
Becomes an annoying craps player.
That was silly. Silly funny. I just happened to... and Elizabeth Warren was on, too.
Oh, that was great.
I know, it was adorable.
What a laugh riot.
Why? I don't understand. Why have politicians on Saturday Night Live?
I was telling Brandon, I'm watching that cold open, and it was a takeoff of the Laura Ingraham show, and it was okay. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was all right.
And they wrapped it up with Chris Matthews, which was always one of Daryl Hammond's really good
impersonations. Yeah, and they made fun of him. He's a total asshole, basically.
But now he's at Fox because they're allowed to say kind of more on Fox because the liberals won't take it.
Did he really say stuff that was that fucking horrible? I mean,
no, but the point is that just shows how soft MSNBC is. But I'm watching that, and when his part wraps up, the Chris Matthews part,
yeah,
perfect time to go with the live from New York and go with the out. It was like 5 minutes in. It was funny. It was a high note. And instead, that's when they brought Elizabeth Warren out and totally killed the sketch.
But the crowd goes crazy. Oh, Elizabeth Warren. Oh, that's so cool.
Even crazier than that aspect, they went crazy when Kate McKinnon came out as Elizabeth Warren with Elizabeth Warren, which makes no sense in any world.
How does she even get on television?
I don't know. You know,
so
I thought
we've
I
done that
tell
a
you,
lot
I,
in the past. Though, I thought, have.
No, but why? I never like it. Like when Sarah Palin was on, but I won't do this and I won't do that.
But why?
I just don't think politicians are funny.
No, that she lost. She's a failure.
I really don't know why they did this.
Oh my God, the place is amazing. Everyone here is hot, crazy, or both.
Oh, by the way, I just want to point something out.
Yeah.
The point of that sketch was that Fox News thinks coronavirus is a big joke.
Yeah.
I've been watching CNN and Fox News, more CNN, since probably Wednesday, and it's like coronavirus kind of around the clock.
Yeah.
Fox does less, but Fox News is not downplaying the coronavirus. I mean, I thought that was kind of insulting. Honestly,
you're insulted.
I wasn't insulted, but I thought it was kind of just not an accurate. Well, it really doesn't have the basis.
Yeah,
There has to be a basis for parody. I mean, believe me, Fox News is not perfect.
Well, I know someone that watches a lot of Fox News, and they don't believe in coronavirus. I told you.
Oh, I think there's plenty of people that...
And he kind of fell into the demo that they made fun of. Too, so.
Don't believing in it and not
I'm not talking about
you. You're talking about Brandon?
No, I wasn't talking about you. I know you're not talking about me,
but... do you have to be crazy to think that it's overblown?
No, I don't think so.
Really,
if you don't think it's overblown, you're crazy.
I think it definitely exists. I think there is a coronavirus out there, but I just think the hysteria is stupid. It's panicking people. It's making them go ridiculous at Costco. They're hoarding.
That's dumb people, though.
It's a lot of people.
They're reporting on it every single day.
There's your girl.
It's crowded. It's like the coolest thing that ever happened.
Why? I think more people watching at home are like,
How have you been since dropping out of the race?
You know, I'm doing just fine. My friends and family have been so supportive. They've been calling nonstop, asking, are you okay? What do you need? Were you electable? That kind of thing.
Well, you certainly ran a memorable campaign. Here's footage of you debating Mike Bloomberg.
It's a video of a dog eating a burrito.
I didn't even know what it was.
And just to be clear, were you the dog or the burrito?
I was the dog.
What? Is that real? Is the crowd really laughing?
Good one.
Do they have canned laughter in this show now?
I don't know.
Yet?
Well,
do you ever wonder
tough.
That?
Maybe
I didn't get
I'll
it.
Just pull a New York Times and endorse them both.
Good one. You're done campaigning. Do you have any regrets?
You know, not at all. I am so proud of our campaign. We built a wide coalition of teachers, preschool teachers, middle school teachers, and teachers' pets. And not only did I not accept money from billionaires, I got to give one a swirly on live TV.
That was the fun of your campaign. Congratulations.
Time to do a little self-care, hanging out with my dog Bailey, prank calling big banks, drag racing Subarus, avoiding Twitter. And before I go, I want to thank my supporters and say one last thing. Hi there, how are you?
Now it's Kate McKinnon dressed as her for some unknown reason.
It breaks the fourth wall.
I want to put on my favorite outfit to thank you for all that you've done in your lifetime. I'm not dead. I'm just in the Senate. Okay, you're right. Oh, so let's stay in the spot and let's do this.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
These guys think they're funny, but they're really just like stupid.
I was reading about the net worth. You know, all this. Complaining about billionaires gave to your campaign. You have
bullshit.
More billionaires. Liz Warren, her net worth is $5 million. She lives in a $1.9 million house, and her
Cambridge.
Husband made $1 million last year.
I know.
So it just seems to act like she's not one of, you know, she's
it's
one
a
of
narrative.
Us. Yeah.
It's a narrative that they think works. And I just don't believe most people care about that. They care more about how they're doing.
By the way, she made $200,000 teaching at Harvard. This is like decades ago.
A year?
Yeah, a year.
Well, those teaching positions are pretty lucrative.
Yeah, I guess so.
On the Chris Matthews front, do you want to play the thing from Bill Maher?
Yeah, hang on to that for a second, because I wanted to mention that Daniel Craig was supposed to be on promoting No Time to Die, but they delayed it till November. I thought that was... Is that because of the coronavirus?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Wow.
I imagine they're banking on a huge Chinese audience for that as well.
Oh.
As domestically here and around the world. So.
Bond. James Bond.
People are not going to the theaters. Why not hold it?
China is alleging they have it under control now, aren't they?
Okay, sure.
No, I'm just saying
they are
alleging.
Yes, their factories are back up and running.
Are there?
The best thing they did was just destroy that hotel or hospital where everybody was staying.
That was weird.
Wait, they just had a hospital collapse, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was it that hospital?
No, it's not that.
Okay,
one.
Okay. I wondered because they built it in 2 days.
But it's where the certain people were being quarantined. Yeah, and it just collapsed. Which,
How did it collapse?
Smart move, China.
I know. Have you guys seen Layer Cake, by the way, with Daniel Craig?
Ages ago.
I love that.
I know.
God, it's such a great movie. It was on a couple nights ago.
It's a good movie.
And I was watching. In fact, I watched virtually the whole thing. God, I love that movie. I don't know if it says something about me.
That dude's a stud, man. Look at him.
Do you guys like drug movies generally?
Sure, yeah.
I do too. I don't know if it's like Blow is one of my favorite movies. Layer Cake is, I really love that movie.
Requiem for a Dream.
Great movie.
Such a trip.
Very dark.
Yeah. I didn't like, what was the one, the Grams? Was it 22 Grams? Remember that one?
Oh, Sean Penn?
I think that's what
Wait,
it was.
Wait, was that the weight of, that's the weight of a heart, isn't it?
Something stupid like that.
I don't think
that.
It was a drug movie.
Oh, was it?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if we're talking about the same
21
movie.
Grams.
Is that Sean Penn?
A drug movie?
Benicio del Toro.
I don't think it was.
Well, no wonder I hated it. There wasn't enough drugs in
it. Yeah. If they had drugs, it probably would have done a lot better.
Ruled.
So, yeah, Chris Matthews came up on Bill Maher. It seems like Bill Maher has at least one stupendous point for me every week. He defended Chris Matthews. And I'm glad somebody's defending him.
I think there's this image of Maher of being one of those far, far left liberals. And he's not. He rips on those people all the time.
Well, you know what? You know why I find certain people who I would think would like Bill Maher, because I think Bill Maher is so funny. I wish Bill Maher just did stand-up. Because he does a show that's political, and he's on the left, people just think of him as almost like a politician.
But I like it when he has people on the right on, too. I mean, I don't know. I find the panel discussion interesting, and that's when he got into the Chris
Matthews
thing.
Some things that are kind of creepy to women. Guys are married for a million years. They want to flirt for 2 seconds. You know, He said to somebody, Laura Bassett, four years ago, he said, she's in makeup. He said, why haven't I fallen in love with you yet? Yes, it is creepy. But she said, I was afraid to name him at the time for fear of retaliation. I'm not afraid anymore. Thank you, Rosa Parks. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I guess my question is, do you understand why Democrats lose?
Yes. Because we empower all this lunacy. And it's a very serious thing that's gone on here because it's...
This is a writer, a female writer that had a book. I don't know. It was Caitlin Flanagan.
Every woman, if we are now empowered to take a flamethrower to every mosquito, then we become the thing we hate.
Yes.
You know?
What a great way to put it.
And, you know, it's not funny when a man loses his job, and it's not funny when a man loses his career. And, I mean, you're saying it's creepy. How fragile can one woman be? She's a freelancer at home. Gets a big invitation to go on TV, is very excited. She goes over, 30 minutes later, someone tells her she's beautiful, she freaks out. She, like, loses all her vocabulary on air, she decompensates. And they still have her back on because she probably looks good on camera. It's a visual medium.
Right.
And then...
She's not that
again,
hot.
She gets a compliment.
I
know it's generational. Things have changed. I'm of the generation...
Is she a compliment victim or a compliment survivor?
I feel like there's a generational issue with the World War II thing, though, too, right? Where if you know, and I'm going to stereotype in a different way here, but if you know any American man over the age of 60, you know that if they're going to make an analogy, it's going to have something to do with World War II,
yes.
The Maginot Line,
Hitler,
Stalingrad,
yes.
Hitler.
So many things to
And if we set
use.
A rule that yeah. no man can make, you know, World War II analogies, it's going to be cancel culture times 1,000.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Right?
Well, it's all right.
The biggest surprise to me was the way Mayor Bloomberg fell into the trap of the tribal politics when the Senator Warren turned to him and asked him about the NDAs. If he had just looked at her and said, okay, listen, we're splitting ourselves as Democrats. Let's unite. Those women, please don't turn them into infants. They did sign those agreements. Of course, I could look into them, and I will. But we made a mistake, and we paid them, and they were adults signing those agreements.
That makes me feel like Mooch has some NDAs in his background.
And it ended up differently.
And Chris did apologize for all of this, and he said, you know, the way I talk to women, it's not right now, and it wasn't right then. But... which is gracious of him. But I find it such a cheap way to look enlightened that people do nowadays. Like, I'm not doing this thing that you did then. Yeah, but if you were around then, you would have.
And you're probably
Scott
doing
Pelley
something now.
Yeah. All right. Bloomberg about his
you're well, probably line, doing no. something now.
He calls out Scott Pelley. It's really, I don't know, it's really good. I thought that was a good section, a good comment.
The part that kills me is, okay, Bloomberg, allegedly, told her to kill her baby. Mm-hmm. He wanted to murder her unborn child. I'm being dramatic. She, of course, couldn't believe someone would tell her to kill her baby. And so there's a disagreement, though. He says, I didn't want her to kill her baby. I would never tell a woman to kill her baby. She apparently got money, right?
Yeah.
Was it just for that, or were there other comments she got money for?
I don't know.
I think it was a little more complicated than that. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, as it always is. But yeah.
The point being, Liz Warren, ironically, chooses to believe the girl. She believes that Bloomberg told her to kill her baby.
Because it fits with what she was...
Well, yeah. She wants Bloomberg out of the race.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire. He's everything terrible. He tells you to kill your baby. He's a billionaire. He says makes terrible jokes. He pays people to shut up. I mean, he does all these things. So, yeah, it fits her narrative. So, anyway, all this goes on, and who ends up really in trouble? Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Chris Matthews loses his job. Look how far removed from this he is. All he did was say, you know, why do you believe her? Which I thought was a good question. I thought it was a good debate moment, and I thought Elizabeth Warren did a good job answering it, too.
She did.
So I don't understand.
You're supposed to be able to ask presidential candidates questions.
Well, but he didn't believe a woman who believed a woman. Because Elizabeth Warren, she's not even involved in it. She just believed the woman. So since he didn't believe the woman that believed the woman, Laura Bassett said, what he did to me, he should be named because he didn't believe Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you know, the girl who was speaking there made a great point that Chris Matthews invited her on his show multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that she got so upset when he said, why haven't I fallen in love with you or whatever he said, which is stupid. He didn't recognize her. So if he was so desperate to hit on her and demean her for her gorgeous looks, which I don't think are that gorgeous, by the way, why wouldn't he have made more of a point to do that her previous visits? Why wouldn't he remember her as the girl he so wants to fuck?
Yeah.
Or the girl he so wants to embarrass about her humiliatingly good looks?
You don't suppose she has a bigger vision of herself?
Seems that way.
Way more important than other people.
Yeah.
I thought Caitlin Flanagan's point too is why take a flamethrower to every mosquito? It's such a minor thing.
I want to know too, because this girl also said that, when I didn't name him, dozens of women contacted me knowing exactly who it was. Where are those dozens? Yeah. Dozens?
Exactly.
Dozens of women. Dozens.
They're scared of retribution from a guy who doesn't work there anymore.
Does that mean 36, three dozen? That's a lot of women.
It's interesting.
And he did pick her to be on his show multiple times. That's a compliment.
If this was Tulsi Gabbard, who actually is still running for some reason,
that's right.
Would Laura Bassett have come out if Chris Matthews was interviewing Tulsi Gabbard?
I don't know. Is Elizabeth Warren her favorite? Is that who she is for?
I don't know. But let's say it's Amy Klobuchar. I'm not so sure she would have come out anyway.
Why would that make anyone so mad? I thought it was a good question.
And here's the other funny part.
I don't understand it.
If this was, say, Sean Hannity, do you think there'd be as much defense as there is for Chris Matthews?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No, of course
not. Because people want to wipe him out.
Yeah.
People would love to see him wiped out.
Yeah. And people like Chris Matthews.
I really think that... you know, I think it's unfair to compare this to the blacklist in Hollywood, but it's sort of like that. It reminds me of McCarthyism or something. And, you know, the difference being that McCarthy, probably everyone he took out was unfair.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were supposed to learn from that. We're supposed to learn from the blacklist in Hollywood, too. There's movies about it. In fact, there's a pretty good one.
Well, I mean, who would you rather associate yourself with if you were NBC? Chris Matthews or Matt Lauer? I mean, there's different levels of what they did.
You're finished. You're canceled for saying that.
Oh, what am I?
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. It's funny.
That was so dumb, too. How do these dumb things just have a life?
It's almost got everything has to line up perfectly. But it's funny watching that. And this awful man who says these awful things to women. And then watching Dateline, where you have all these women who are fleeced by a guy, and nobody will listen to them because just women scorned. it's funny to me because it's two different worlds. You have the world of the, you know, high level, high visual media, and Chris Matthews and
regular people who are out there just trying to, you know,
to make a living and
trying to hang on to their money from some shyster, you know, boyfriend who isn't a boyfriend at all. He's just a serial con That was a great story on Dateline. I thought that was incredible that this guy just goes on and on and on. First of all, how does he get into these fucking credit cards and 401ks of these girlfriends? That was unbelievable. And he's treating them to these incredible dinners and trips, and it turns out they're paying for them on their own credit cards.
Yeah. Or the next girl is.
Yeah.
What'd he do? He'd trick these women, usually with, he'd say, I'm a doctor, or I'm a lawyer, you know, real prestigious job. And
Derek Aldred.
He used so many different names, too. And so these women would start dating him. And what he did, and it's almost so simple that it's kind of frightening, he would get on their computer, figure out their password, then go to the bank and get a credit card in his name, and basically would sit there and intercept every email that would come from the credit card company.
Unbelievable.
And so now his name's on a line of credit, or he would drain their 401k, because once he got into their computer and had access to their email, in a weird way, it was kind of genius and frightening and very psychotic. And the whole time I'm watching it going, what's this guy's long-term plan? How's he going to retire?
It's really weird.
He can't do this forever.
I don't know. I never understand that. These people that, you know, do these things. Because I always think, even with drug dealers, like these cartels, I'm like, man, you made $1 billion. Just sit on your $1 billion. It's like, no, I don't want to stop. They never want to stop.
I think this guy got off on just ripping people. Like, it was such a game to him. And yep. they even mentioned in there that they would bust this guy, and the penalty was so small, it'd be, what, 12 months in jail. How about the one girl that's
well, this is
dating.
A problem that Walchek has with these people, yeah. is that they win these judgments, and then the people don't pay them, and then they can't find them, or they're on to their company's under another name, and they have a new location, you know, like the guy fixing the cars. Mm-hmm. It takes 2 years, and they can't find the cars, they can't find the guy. I mean, it's an all-day job.
It's like small-level, white-collar money crimes. They don't really penalize enough.
Brandon, I don't know. If you get a judgment for somebody that owes you X amount of dollars, it seems to me that if they don't pay you by a certain point, then they fucking go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they go to jail?
For not very long.
I know, but it'd be something.
Brandon, how do you think he got busted? He would pose as a pilot, as a doctor, as a lawyer. But what do you think he posed as that really brought him down in the end? What prestigious kind of position where that usually comes with, you know, something when you see somebody, you know what they are.
Did he say that he was an actor or a rock star or something?
Stolen Valor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he said he was a soldier.
You know, so many fucking people do that. Shouldn't there be a registry of people in their military service online that's easy to access so you could just look people up? Because I guess
except though, I thought it was interesting. The prosecutors from NCIS, they brought NCIS in because he had a fake badge. They said it's not illegal to wear like a full uniform. It's not illegal. That's freedom of speech. You can just walk around being an asshole,
right?
Wearing a but a second somebody gives you something for free, then it's stolen valor.
Why don't they make it a law? Some of these things that aren't. We are so far behind, in my opinion, with the internet and the law. It's just crazy.
Technology moves faster.
It's crazy. But why? You know, we spend all this fucking time in the House and the Senate and the presidency fucking around with this and the wall and that. And I mean, bullshit. Yeah. Complete bullshit. And yet something every day, something very practical, like impersonating people online, separating people from their money online, conning people, hacking people. Why aren't those people going to jail? I mean, that really hurts people.
Another genius move by this guy. Brandon, he would tell one of his girlfriends that, I got a report for a service for the weekend. Drop me off at the airport. They'd drop him off at the airport. He'd walk to a different terminal, call another girl and go, hey, I just got back from duty. I need you to pick me up from the airport.
Wow, that was a good move.
So he got to wear his uniform for two different chicks. That was pretty cool.
This is a full jumpsuit.
What an asshole.
What a loser.
Well, you know, so this guy, he apparently has no friends.
No.
No family. He's just a walking disaster area.
And what a sociopath with the whole interview with the police.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
I'm pretty
amazed.
How many
chicks did he end up getting? Because some of these chicks I'm looking at look pretty good looking.
They're very
cute. They were.
He's
not a bad looking guy.
This is the part I hate about the story, is that he's a big blowhard right out the gate. And he, you know, I was Navy SEALs. I'm this. I'm that. I own a hotel in Hawaii. You know,
it's not good enough to just say he's in the military. He's got to be the most elite Navy SEAL. He's probably got 125 kills.
Brandon, and he built a Ritz-Carlton.
I know. I just laughed and laughed at stuff, and I'm going, you know, he's a dick. People that do stuff like that, they don't run around bragging about the value of their new Ritz-Carlton or, you know,
the Ritz-Carlton, I've got this much money.
He said I inherited millions from my, that is.
I forgot what it was that he
somebody,
did,
yeah. You know. It's like, you're a fucking asshole. And then I really didn't want to be critical of these women, but it's like, boy, it sure seems like when they think someone's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, when they're getting stuff for free, they don't seem to have many questions.
Remember,
they really made some of the women sound really
kind of
stupid because he would have flowers delivered to them. And so they were, oh, he's such a romantic.
I know, on their own credit card.
I gotta tell you, you start dating a guy and in the first month he's sending you like 4 dozen roses and then 2 days later your kid's roses. That's a red flag.
That was dumb. That was dumb. Why did he send her daughters flowers? The girls were, what, 13 and 15 or something?
Yeah.
And the one woman's daughter said, you know, I don't know about this guy. And her father's like, I don't know about this guy. And she just wants to believe that he's this big stud.
But he got everybody. He took the one girl into the Mercedes dealership and walked out with a Mercedes with no money down, no nothing. Just was never going to make the payments on him. Had a country club membership, racked up 20 grand at the country club before he had to pay anything. You know,
I couldn't stop laughing at some of that stuff. It was like, how in the world? I mean, if you act a certain way, you know, act like you've been there.
It's incredible. It's just amazing.
And how long is he in jail for now? I can't even remember what the end was. I was so stuck in all his bullshit that I don't even think I paid attention to what happened to him.
Sure, I don't really remember.
He didn't get life or anything.
Long.
Yeah, he'll be.
He got a 24-year prison sentence.
That's right.
Oh, you get 24 years.
That's right. And he talked to the reporter too, live from prison, and he won't admit to anything, of course. He was really good with these guys interviewing. I love watching interviews with detectives.
I know, I do too. That's why I like the ID channel. A lot of the shows will show, you know, the interview where someone confesses or they're trying to, you know, they're basically getting caught in bullshit.
Do you think Derek Aldred was one of the best?
He was good. He was very good.
One of the earlier detectives, because that was the other scam he would run, is he'd get a lot of painkillers and he would go to a bunch of different doctors. Get
the hospital all the time.
All the time. And he visited 12 pharmacies in one day and didn't pay a dime for the medication because he claimed he had militarily disabled. So they're like, fill out this paperwork. And he would just make up a social security number.
I know. Out of the sky. He didn't even steal someone else's. No. Yeah, he was.
Here he is being interviewed. He's a pretty cool character.
Why you may think you're here today.
Within minutes, Derek Aldred had gone from a hospital lounge to a police department interview room.
There was a warrant out for my arrest in the colony.
Okay.
I actually saw that.
He looks like the dad from Stepdads.
Okay.
So he had seen that news report and was dodging the law when agents nabbed him. But now he wanted them to know something. He was the victim here of angry exes.
Great move.
Like Linda from Minnesota.
When things went south, I mean, she was bitter and she was upset and hurt, probably a little scornful and wanted revenge or whatever you want to call it.
But the agents weren't interested in his sob stories. They had something else in mind.
And let me ask you, have you ever served in the military?
No.
Never served in the military?
No.
Have you ever been in law enforcement before?
No.
Fireman?
No.
No.
The only thing that he essentially really told the truth about is that he wasn't in the military, he wasn't a pilot, he wasn't a special agent with NCIS.
There he is
and
in
yet,
his uniform.
The agents
jumpsuit.
Had security video of Derek walking
looks
around
pretty
in
good in that jumpsuit.
Wears it well. And I'm on one of those. He even has the aviators.
He would tell one victim that he was deploying for the weekend, and she would drop him off at DFW at one terminal, and then he would walk to a different terminal and have another victim pick him up, and he would tell her that he just got back.
He has no luggage.
So they put the question
you
to him.
That?
Do you wear uniforms of military personnel?
No, I don't.
Never.
I have in the past, but I mean,
by in the past, last week?
No,
or?
Not last week, not last month, not last year.
Except they had a photo that said otherwise.
Whoops.
Do Dory snapped it days earlier when Derek was looking.
Look at that uniform. That's a, I would think that guy was like the
uniform on his
an admiral or something.
Snapped a photo of that.
But when they showed him the proof, he tried to deny it.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
That's a, I don't even know how that was taken. That's crazy.
Yeah, she took really it surreptitiously.
So when do you think that was taken?
I'm not quite sure.
A normal response would be, yeah, that's me. Just I don't know how you would have gotten those photos.
So you caught him in a lie immediately?
Absolutely.
In fact, they had a lot more images. Derek in dress blue, white jumpsuits, none of which is a crime exactly, but...
Have you ever heard of the term stolen valor?
I have. Up until recently, I hadn't.
Wearing military uniforms and flashing badges to get things for free?
Not only that, but didn't he have the baseball ticket story is just ridiculous. He takes the girl to Texas Stadium to see the Rangers game, and he shows up at will call. Was he wearing a uniform?
No, but he had his badge. He had his NCIS.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and he said, my commander, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, arranged for a couple days. And I'm like, we don't have those. It's crazy. And he just made such a stink, they found a pair of tickets to give him.
Well, it's a baseball game. There's always extra tickets.
Right. Well, you don't want to offend an NCIS officer.
He never thought they had that on camera, did he? That had to have been a huge surprise to him.
Oh, God. I know. And to think they get how easily people get surveillance tape nowadays. God.
It's hard to commit crimes anymore.
But still, this guy, the fact that he was able to do this to so many people. I mean, after the first woman who went on a mission to nail this guy, there were so many women after that.
Yeah.
And, you know, their credit was destroyed. And
I can't believe he made the mistake. The first woman that really led the charge to bring this guy down. They were in New York City for some event, and he's like, oh, got to go to my business meeting, puts on a suit, takes his briefcase, but he left his computer behind.
Oh, yeah, that was a big fuck up.
Which apparently wasn't password protected, because she's like, I had to do some work. So she went on his computer, and his email was open, and there were emails from other women, where he's like, I hope you're having a good time in Hawaii. And so she caught him in a lie and then said, let me check my bank account. I give her credit for confronting him immediately, too. Which he just bolted.
Yeah. Although, you know what? He not only impressed these women with his credentials, and I always felt that this guy brags too much. It's a terrible red flag. And all the flowers and all this bullshit, 4 dozen flowers. If somebody sends 4 dozen flowers, that's a red flag. It's too much, too soon. And the one said that, you know, that he was a hothead.
Yeah.
That he kicked some furniture and he did this and he did that. And she's like, man, I always made excuses for him because I liked him. It's like, no, you like that he had all this dough.
Exactly. It really did not paint the women in very good light.
No, I felt terrible.
Or that hotel in St. Paul, Minnesota, that he conned making an email from a fake doctor at a fake hospital saying, yeah, payment will be there. I vouch for it.
Yeah, he shows up with no credit card, no nothing. And he's like, oh, I'm a doctor. And they give him a room. Then they give him 2 rooms.
Because he complained.
Then he's not paid for it. And they're like, we're up to $1,900. Somehow he squirrels his way out of there, goes to another hotel in town and pulls the same shit.
Hey, if it worked once. That's really good.
It was a weasel.
Yeah. He's a big fucking weasel.
What does he do for a gig? Does he have a job?
No, he has
not
nothing.
At all. He's just scamola.
Yes,
he
had
rips
no plan.
Women off. It's not like he was that fucking good looking.
Not bad.
Hey, did you hear about the Shatner divorce?
Yes,
he got all the horse semen.
Yes, congratulations. Should we call his son? See if we can get bequeathed some horse semen.
Comment. Yeah, ask him. Is he going to fight? He's probably hoping for a probate will so he can fight for the horse semen.
It'll make headlines.
What? By the way, Shatner, he is so active and busy for a guy who's 88 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's worried about horse semen. I'd be like, yeah, fuck the horse semen. I'm not going to be around long.
That's his thing. Or maybe he just doesn't
makes
want
it. Makes him sound kind of creepy, honestly.
Doesn't want her to have it.
Probably what
you're
it
not
is.
You're not taking my horse semen.
Why at this age doesn't he, by the way, go, you know what, you're my son, I've been fighting it forever, but I banged your mom, and
he wants
to look
win.
Like me.
Wants to win, man.
Maybe.
I thought the earlier story was that Shatner's old lady wasn't getting nothing.
Yeah, I thought that was...
I thought that's the reason why we called Peter.
Do they have a prenup? I think. I think they have a prenup.
And well, she good wants, for her.
And he got the horse semen.
She gets a horse, but not the semen?
By the way, if you marry William Shatner and he wants a prenup that you get nothing, isn't it, that's kind of a...
Maybe it's love. Maybe he sent 4 dozen roses and you're just dizzy.
It just seems kind of lame if you're at the point where you want to commit to marrying somebody, but you don't get anything of mine if we split up.
But he's a celebrity.
Why not just say, I'll give you a couple hundred grand? I mean, he's William Shatner. It's
apparently, he seems like an asshole.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the best guy. So, 48 Hours...
Oh,
watch 48 Hours too.
Great, that's a really good one, man.
It's just a weird story. You know what I hate is when, okay, it's a small town, 1,000 people, right?
Yeah,
really small town. They've never had a murder, and this guy is shot, and his wife calls 911.
I gotta say, pretty convincing 911 call.
Yeah, I guess you know there were. I don't know. I wasn't. I have to be honest with you. I thought her story was just ridiculous. That
story
is actually talking to the murderer, and he's like, you know, I took something I can't get back, or I don't know. I forgot what he said. He had fired a lot of people. He sounded like an asshole, actually. Yeah. She said he liked firing people.
Yeah, but that's her word. But yeah.
True.
But they did go through a list of enemies.
He did have a lot of enemies. But what murderer actually explains the murder to the widow who's there?
And it's like the Jodi Arias, one of her defense at one time was, they came in and killed him, but let me live. It's like, do they do that? If you're going to murder someone, wouldn't you kill everybody?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty uncommon.
You're not going to leave a witness, are you?
And they find the murder weapon underneath the seat of her Mustang, which she won't let them get to. It's locked in a locked garage. And she gets angry when they say, we need to get in that garage to get in your Mustang. And she loses her shit. She's like, no!
And that gun, so the guy that was killed and murdered.
Garner.
Had, what, 43 guns? And they could account for all of them except for one. And it just happened to be the same caliber he was shot with.
Yep.
And also happened to be the one gun that he gave to her. So it seems like a pretty set, done, locker-up case.
Yep. And the other thing was he wanted a gun anywhere in the house. So if anyone, and he had a big sign that said, we don't call 911. And they had two guns across.
He had a lot of enemies.
The fuck?
I don't know what you wanted to say.
So, well, it's, as it turns out, they do call 911.
That's fact, right. Lock her up.
For
all his guns, he was shot to death in his house. But
that was a diabolical intruder.
Yes. And
so she said,
here's what I hated about the case was it's in this very small town. These police have never had a murder. And they're small town police. They're not experts. And one guy took pictures of all the, you can see him on the police cam taking all these pictures.
That's funny.
They lost the picture.
Very small police department, yet they had body cams.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing.
And they made a lot
of, seems to be the officer problem.
They made a lot of mistakes because they've never had a murder. So
one of the biggest mistakes is, first off, on the body cam, they show the first, I guess it was the chief of police, taking pictures of everything.
Yep.
With his iPhone, which I was like, really? That's how you do it? You just take pictures on your iPhone?
I've seen a lot of people doing that.
Yeah. Androids,
they take better pictures than normal cameras anyway.
I just thought it was always like the investigation unit had their own big ass camera, you know, where they come in with a big flash.
They used to
get a lot of good lighting, and that's fine. So this guy was like, okay, iPhone pictures. It's crazy. They disappeared off his phone a week later.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Why?
Didn't I just say that?
No, I know, but why?
Because he had dick pics that he couldn't get rid of, too, and so he just got rid of all of them on accident.
Is he in the cloud?
I don't know. That was very weird because they showed him taking pictures multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't make any sense, but... And not only that, they had the EMS people going in and going out, and the police are going in and going out. And it's like, yeah, but the circumstances.
In, out, three times.
Big deal.
She was the only one that would have shot him. Her story was absolutely fucking ridiculous. She was the only one with a motive. There was every reason to convict her, but, oh, no, you made this mistake, that mistake, so he's not guilty. She's not guilty.
I gotta tell you.
She blamed it on her son.
I gotta tell you, that son might have done it.
I don't think so. Did you see, by the way, what a little jail time did to her?
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. I really think this has legs, this idea of putting women in jail at some point in their adult life for 60 days just to see how they look when they get out.
This lady, though, Sandra Gardner, did throw her son under the bus, which is pretty shitty, except, though, he was really weird right after the murder talking to the police and kind of saying,
maybe he was shook up that his dad just died.
Stepdad.
Oh, stepdad.
Not biological dad, because she was a lot older than him.
He knew she did it.
I know, but it seemed really weird. That's all I'm saying. Except for I kept saying to Brandon, because I was watching down here, like, but she said she talked to the murderer. So wouldn't she recognize his voice or his gait and his walk?
Duh.
Even though his face was covered.
Everyone knew she did it. They had a whole family that were related to them across the street. They were cheering when she got arrested. They all thought she did it.
Except for the daughter, right?
Yeah, the daughter's still on her side.
She doesn't like her brother anymore because the lady got off in 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours of deliberation. She got off. She was acquitted.
She took the stand, too.
So they think that's right, Brandon. She was on the stand.
You know, it was very strange.
They said she did poorly, yet.
I know.
Because people thought the brother did it or the son.
Well, I'm running out of steam.
Well, real quick.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Love is dead. Amanda Bynes has called off her 3-week engagement.
Oh, no.
I guess that huge rock she got and the face tattoos weren't enough. She put a video out that was like, hey, here's my new boyfriend.
Hey, everyone. This is Paul, my fiance.
God, she looks terrible.
I'm so lucky. As you can see, he's dropped.
I want her in jail for 60 days.
He's also the last person on the face of the earth, but I just wanted to post a video to say I'm sorry to everyone whom I called ugly on Twitter. I was feeling so ugly at the time, and it was really hard for me to express myself at the time because I was so drugged out.
And now
I've remained sober for over a year. Same with Paul. And I just want to let you know that I love you.
Yeah, but we didn't know he had a drug problem. Thanks.
You guys, and I'm so happy now.
I feel like I got what's
mine, and that is Paul.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, so they broke up. She is on the market now.
Yeah, because that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
She has to get approved, or she had to get
approved. Yeah, her parents said they would not approve. They had to sign something for her to enter into any contract. Her parents have to sign.
Nice existence.
I know. But apparently she
job!
She was none of them before her parents had to even really get involved.
While we're on the celebrity role here, do you mind if I take you through a couple new cameos?
Yeah, sure.
First off, I know this one's not new. I know you're going to get bummed out, but I did want to play it because Val Kilmer did do another one.
No.
Oh, is it better than the last one?
Your friend tells me a lot like me.
Are people making fun of him by buying cameras?
I think so, because that was for a bachelor party.
Shit.
It sucks. I mean,
you can't understand a thing he's saying.
I don't know why.
I always liked Val Kilmer.
I like
Val Kilmer. I just don't think cameo is a good medium for him. I feel for him. It sucks. This is a terrible ailment. I
want to know, why is he on cameo?
He needs money.
$200 a pop. You know, he still goes to all these shows. He shows up to the Comic Cons and all that stuff to take pictures and make some extra money. I think he just made some bad financial decisions. He can't work now.
No.
He could do a celebrity cruise right now. That'd be great.
Oh, boy.
I'll jump on it.
Oh, boy. Who else is on there, Brandon?
All right.
Wouldn't that be great if we just had celebrities we don't like do a celebrity cruise right now to kill them, them and their
fans?
Pay
them lots of money.
Them and their fans get coronavirus.
They get paid in full in 1 year.
Frank
lots
Zees.
Of money.
Hey, brother. How you doing? Giving you a shout out here on Cameo. This is Brian Bosworth. Hey, man.
Boss.
You got some good peeps around you because they gave me a little hint that your birthday, your big 5-0 birthday.
I think Boz actually does pretty decent ones because they're all 4 minutes.
He's cool, man.
Yeah, they're all 4 or 5 minutes and stuff. So it looks like he put some effort into it. That is $150 for the Boz.
Why does anyone want Boz?
Because there's a lot of Stone Cold fans out there.
Stone Cold.
You remember that flick?
Oh, yeah, I do.
He played football, too. I think. But
yeah. He played in the NFL for a couple of years. He was a huge bust.
Well, yeah, the big memory is Bo Jackson
running him.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
On Monday Night Football.
You're going to love this one here.
Hold
on. Let me let it reset.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to do this.
All his proceeds go to charity.
I know, and you know, every asshole, you know how tons of people buy this.
The audio's gone.
It's funny. So it's Dr. Oz.
I'm sorry.
And he says all his proceeds will be donated to charity, but he's charging $500. Why don't you charge $25? do a bunch of them and have that go to charity.
You don't want
to
do that many.
I don't know why the audio is dead. It won't let us hear it.
I don't want to hear them.
But no one has bought one from him yet.
Finally. It's too expensive.
What?
Oh, Lindsay Lohan, I knew she'd be on here. I knew it.
Why is the audio dead?
Oh, no. Cameo's you broke Cameo. Brian Bosworth broke Cameo.
I'm telling you, all these fallen stars will be on Cameo eventually.
Sure.
All of them.
It's a great medium for them to connect with their fans.
It may kill Cameo, though.
Why?
Because none of them will be able to make money.
Damn it. So Lindsay Lohan is $250.
They're not going to disappear, though.
$250 for what? She's a zero now. She can't make a reality show work.
Let me see if I can play it over here, Brandon.
Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay Lohan, and I'm so excited to be on Cameo and connect with you all.
Oh, boy. A lot of effort there, honey.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Shut up. We already heard you.
She doesn't have a creative bone in her body.
Unless it's James Dean's.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
Stupid. We're going to have to go out on that.
You know what? All of my audio is toast. What'd you do to my computer?
What'd you do?
What do you mean? What did I do?
Hey, there we go.
I'll finish your outline out. And I'm so excited.
Oh, your audio's going
to
play. Yeah, that's you.
Jesus, I'm sorry, guys.
Nice job! None of you!
God, Lindsay Lohan. You know, she dates all these super, super rich guys, these Middle Eastern guys, yep. And oh, some guy from gross. Saudi Arabia. Yeah, she's just a big leech.
Well, apparently it's hereditary.
Yeah. By the way, you know, speaking about Twitters that are a joke,
yeah.
She has like 8 million followers, and look how many likes and retweets she gets. Less than I do.
Come on. Those have to be bots.
Well, when Twitter started, she was, you know, she was doing all that crazy shit. People were following her.
Oh, that's true. But I,
you know, I noticed
now,
like, for example, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
When people do stories on her on TMZ and stuff, there's hardly any comments. Nobody cares about her anymore. I guess she can still sell tickets to shows, but there's just not. I just don't think there's that much interest in her, for whatever reason.
Well, she's not doing anything.
Her last tweet, it's about, I don't know, 3 weeks old.
Lohan?
Yeah. She's got 40 retweets and 332 likes. But
how many followers?
With 8.6 million followers.
That's a little ridiculous. Well, go back a couple tweets, though. I bet you they don't all have 400 likes.
I mean, they all seem to range anywhere from 150 to 500.
Okay. Well, that's more than I thought. But that's a joke. I mean, she has 100,000, I'd be surprised.
I forgot she was in The Masked Singer, Australia.
Oh, okay. That's probably why her tweets are up. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
How come Lindsay Lohan mama got a catfish?
Ooh, my little boo had one. Borrow one. Come and quick and dust my lungs. Ay, corona. Zoonotic transmission. Where's it from? That's a civic cat who knows why. Corona. When's it gonna stop? Wash your dirty hands, why I ever stop? In Dubai, for vacation, man, why? Don't you come no closer, huh? No closer, bruh, unless you got